Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, with us off the head coach, Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, I saw you walking the premises at a pretty good footing.
I was just thinking in pregame, we've been very lucky. We've played at Indiana Westlands, one of the top small college stadiums in the state. We've played at home twice, which we're pretty proud of our place. And then we come over here, and it's like playing on a putting green. So our kids got it pretty good. So hopefully we play well.
Coach, I got to mention, you look good in blue.
Well, I don't have much other, so I better.
Okay, I will mention, 2005, that's when you started coaching the Blue Devils. 135 wins, 75 losses, working in year 19. Coach, I'm going to mention, 2011 is when you began to play Central Catholic.
Yeah, it was. We played a lot of really, really good football games. One of the best games I've ever been a part of was 2013, second round of the sectional, and we went right down to the wire with LCC. We made, I think, we scored two touchdowns in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game to secure the win, and then that was round two of the sectional on our way to the state finals. So, but we've had some great ball games. They've had some really, really good players in the Anthrops and the Crocs, and just a phenomenal, it's a phenomenal football school. They've got a great tradition here. I've got the utmost respect for Coach Ney, one of my best friends in coaching. It's a lot of fun to go over here, but it's always tough.
Coach, I mentioned 16 matchups versus Central Catholic. 2020, 2021, you played them twice in the same year. You got all four wins.
One of my favorite, probably one of my favorite wins of those 135 was probably 2 years ago tonight when we were over here, and it was 90 degrees. It rained in pregame, extremely hot. We're starting like 8 or 9 guys both ways, and we found a way to win that night. I think we had 5 or 6 guys throw up at halftime, just dehydration, and one of the get efforts that one of my teams has ever put out there. And my son was a part of that. He was a senior on that team, so that was a really, really special night.
I got to mention, I'm married. Let me know this. 5 seniors, 5 juniors, 1 sophomore is what you'll face tonight. Offensively, you guys will kind of have a mixed bag, but you'll be ready to go.
We'll be ready to go. We're extremely young, and they're replacing a lot on offense. They've won 3 or 4 sectionals in a row. So they're replacing 8 or 9 starters on offense themselves. And but it's the middle of the season, and their kids are growing up, and our kids should be growing up. And hopefully we play a lot better than we did last week.
So both teams tonight are going to use a junior quarterback. We'll mention junior class, Bobby Metcher. 6 foot, 148 quarterback, and Dallas Capshaw, nearly the same size.
Yeah, he's a Metzger boy. He was a starter on our team last year, and pretty senior late in the skill position. So, but he was a sophomore, and so he's got 14, 15 starts under his belt. So he's a good player, and he can spread the ball around. And I think they average 37 passes a night. So. Hopefully our secondary is on their toes, and our goal is we've got to get heat on the quarterback, and we've got to create pressure with our front seven, front five have got to create pressure on the quarterback, and they've got to stop the run. They got to do both of those things.
I was going to mention they call them skill players. We'll talk about Cole Hussey, tight end, Oliver Conway, wide receiver, Landon Spidell, wide receiver, Dallas Capshaw, the quarterback, Calvin Condit, the running back. All those guys are juniors.
Yep. You got a nice junior core class, and learning on the fly. Cole was a starter last year. Landon was a starter last year. Calvin was a starter for the first half of the year as a sophomore, so he got hurt. So that's a nice junior group. We're asking them to grow up a whole lot because, I'll be honest, I treat them more like seniors than I do juniors this year with kind of our circumstance. So. But they'll be better for it in the long run, and we need all those guys to play at a high level tonight.
Good last thing I want to mention, Dakota Ferg, senior, I'm watching him kick. He spotted up on the 30, and he put it well through the uprights.
He's got range 40 to 45 yards. I feel comfortable Tenson won from 40 or 45 yards, and he's just he was good last year. He's really, really improved. He worked hard in the off season, and we just got to get him more opportunities as an offense. We've got to get either kicking extra points, or we got to get him in field goal range. We haven't scored in the last 2 weeks, so that's the goal tonight. He is an absolute weapon, and we're just not taking advantage of it like we need to be.
Coach Ransom, we thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
I want to walk this direction. That is Coach Aaron Toll. I tell you what, Aaron Toll, good man. I tell you what, we walk out on the surface now, Larry. It's Bermuda grass. I tell you what, this surface is plush.
Yeah, it reminds you of a golf course down in Florida, you know. It's getting a little chunked up with these guys playing on it, but it's spongy under the feet. Could be a fast track.
It works well. They're kicking some field goals themselves right there. And we'll walk this direction. We'll hope to have a minute or so with Coach of the Central Catholic Knights, Coach Brian May. We'll see if he has a few moments with us. We'll walk this direction. He's taking some time up right now and working with his offense. And we'll see if he has a moment to talk with us. So they're working time ups right there. Spotted up on the 45. And we'll see if Coach has a couple minutes to talk with us. So we'll walk this direction. We're getting ready for some football here. Central Catholic Knights, 6:33 on the wristwatch. Pretty good verse in the book of Matthew. So walking right here, they're working a couple quarterbacks. Pass catch right there, sit down route, a 10-yard route. And Coach Brian May showing some passes. Coach May looked like he was a quarterback, but he caught passes for the Franklin Grizzlies.
Oh, you know, I'm sure he was an excellent athlete in whatever position you put him. These guys who, are still coaching this game, they keep themselves in shape. And he's got a nice arm.
He does have a nice arm. But he was catching passes from Tommy Dennis. We got to talk to him upstairs. When we bring that name up to him, it should be pretty fun.
Well, yeah, I think you told me they were college roommates down at, Hanover, I believe. Yeah. He's up here tonight, you said, from Florida, so it's kind of a little bit of a homecoming for him. So I'm sure they'll get together afterwards and share some more stories.
Yeah, Tommy Dennis was upstairs, and I said, well, he's probably 6'4", every bit of 6'5".
Yeah, he was a good size target, at least, for Coach when they were back in school. So, he's a good-sized guy.
So he is a good guy. Talking with him upstairs, and also there's another gentleman here that played on his team. He was a linebacker. His name escapes me.
I'm not sure. I didn't follow back in the day, all the different colleges here in Indiana, but I know they played some good ball there in Hanover and in their league. And also, I think Coach later on went on to Franklin College down in Franklin, the Grizzlies.
It's got to be pretty precious, pretty special to leave high school ranks and play in the college realm.
Yeah, it's a whole different game there. I don't care what division you're in. It's, the best of the best. All these guys, I'm sure, dream of playing college football, but only a select few get to do it. Remain healthy, that's one big thing, and also have the skills, obviously, to get where they're going.
And when we talk about the NFL and the big wages they get for playing, but you got to admit, they're out there risking their livelihood.
They sure are, and like I said, I've seen so many great college players that have a future ahead of them, and blow a knee or something like that and never get that opportunity. But, the lure of that kind of money will make guys, work their tail off and maybe even do some things now and then they should not do. But it's, again, you talk about the few that get from here to college, and it's even thinner line to get to the NFL.
Hey, well, the Colts this weekend are going to play Houston. They're going to travel. But I heard on my way here that C.J. Stroud, rookie quarterback, might have a shoulder injury.
I had not heard that. I was kind of being a Buckeye myself. I was kind of hoping he'd have a little bit better team to play for, but wish him both the best of luck.
So we're going to talk right now. Coach Brian May, I appreciate you giving us time.
No problem. Anytime.
Hey, I got to mention Coach May, and I was upstairs. A gentleman up there about 6'5", his name is Tommy Dennis. He said he knows you pretty well.
That's my boy. best men in each other's wedding. That was our quarterback at Mooresville way back in the day when we were high school football players.
You caught passes and you went to Hanover, played some more ball.
Yeah, actually Franklin, but played receiver and obviously love ball. That's what I do for a living now. So
I tell you, a coach, 66 games under your belt, working in year number 6. What to talk about Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, after his freshman year, he got in the weight room, and it's purely evident.
Yeah, that dude, he's a warrior, and, he lifts his ass off, and the results speak for themselves, the prototypical Lafayette Central Catholic football player, what we look for in our athletes. That's why he's wearing number 1 for us.
Yeah, you got to talk about Brent Robbins. I said, well, all your players, they're self-motivated.
Oh, 100%. Without a doubt, it's really easy to coach these guys. They show up every day ready to go to work and doing what it takes to bring greater glory to God and to LCC.
Coach, I got to mention Jets, Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure you know. Synthetic field turf. A lot of pro players thinking about grass now. What do you think?
Turf is convenient because you don't have to line it, mow it, or, maintain it too much. But I love what Bob Cummins does with our surface here. We're on Bermuda bluegrass mix, and we love our field. It's the best surface in the state of Indiana.
Coach, I want to talk about second season. It was pretty special to you. 2019, you started out 1-3, then you rolled off 12 in a row. You went 6-0 in the postseason. You beat an unbeaten Indianapolis Lutheran down there and got the win in the championship game. At 29-28, that was special.
Yeah, special day. Special day to be a part of LCC and to lead this program. But none of those kids are here now. So this is a new crop of kids, fighting to maintain the tradition.
I want to ask one more thing. Evan Dehart, did he go to Franklin?
He went to DePaul. He's playing receiver at DePaul. He, along with Zach Kerr and Aiden Schaefer, they're all three of them ended up at DePaul, and then, running back from last year, Baylor Smith, he ended up at Franklin College.
Last thing I want to mention is just three boys. Talk about them.
Pride of my life right there. If I did anything right, I married a wonderful woman, Cassidy Nay, and she gave us, three healthy boys, Landon 10, Avery 8, both play for our little gridiron program led by Phil Reynolds, who does a hell of a job with it as well. And then my youngest, Reese, he's not quite, he's in pre-K. He'll be in kindergarten next year. But yeah, pride of my life right there.
Coach, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming.
Sure, walk this direction. That's Coach Brian May. I said, I mentioned his boys last year. I kind of put him on the spot. He knew everything about his young men today.
Well, I tell you, as a father, I know myself, that's great seeing them grow up and get involved in sports and really anything you support them, whether it's, whether it's sports, whether it be musicals, band, you name it. And he seems like the type of father that whenever they're doing something, he's going to be there. So I can respect that a whole lot.
So what Brian May, he's offensive-minded. He used to call the plays at Decatur Central. They looked around and looked around, and they found somebody to take over, and he's been here 6 years. As mentioned, his second season, he went to right down there to Lucas Oil and got a win versus, as mentioned, Indianapolis Lutheran. They were unbeaten. It's a 2-point conversion in the ballgame. A Central Catholic to get the win. So we're going to walk this direction. We'll walk up the bleachers here. A lot of folks filling up the bleachers. Chipped and crowd, they travel well. Walk this direction. And Tipton Blue Devils tonight. Visit Central Catholic Knights. And we'll walk through the press box right here. We'll walk right up the stairway, giving us opportunity to work up top tonight. And some rock and roll music. Right here tonight. Gonna work right here. Gonna work right here. So we're gonna talk here momentarily. We'll talk with Coach Tim Bordenay. Tim Bordenay, athletic director. Thank you. We're going to visit right now with Coach Tim Bordenay. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah, great to have you back here at Central Catholic.
I appreciate that. I tell you what, I got to talk to your dad. Your dad kind of taking over the reins over there. He's watching over the new guys doing the work.
Yeah, he's passed the torch a little bit as far as turning the grill over, but he still has his hand in it. He can't let it go completely.
I don't think I would either. But hey, I want to talk a little bit about baseball. Last year, I'm talking about last year, 2022, 27-6 on the season. That was your eighth season, number eight. You tied LaPorte and Andreyan for the most titles in baseball state of Indiana.
Yeah, you know, we're really blessed to have great coaches and players that buy into our system and had been able to sustain some success, but really the credit goes to our coaches and players.
I tell you what, Coach, you got to also mention 26th season you just completed here at Central Catholic. You got to also mention you're an 87 graduate from Lafayette Central Catholic. You're pretty proud of that fact, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously this school means the world to me, and you know, I wouldn't want to coach it at any other school. And you know, we have a good thing going here. We have great kids, great tradition, and just glad to be a part of it and be able to build upon that year after year.
Coach, I want to mention Julia Denhart. Okay, she retired. She knows it. Maybe she's listening. But tell us a little bit about the new assistant AD, Stacey Hall. She's a 2000 graduate.
Yeah, first of all, you know, missing Julia, you know, it's hard to replace her. She did so many things, and just really blessed to have her in our athletic office for the amount of time that she had with us. But, yeah, really excited. Stacey Hall has taken over in there, and she is a CC grad, so this place means a lot to her as well. And, yeah, just really thankful for the help and with her help, and then also assistant AD Charlie Roberts, who does great work and has been an AD himself several years, and having him on board has been a major blessing.
And I got to mention, this past spring, 2023, the Knights went 25-11, and Coach, you got your ninth state title under your belt. There's no other school in Indiana that has nine.
Yeah, you know, we were able to put it together late in the year. We played a really tough schedule and took our lumps at times during the season, but come tournament time, we thought we were playing really great baseball. And, you know, we had six seniors that graduated that played major roles in our success. And, you know, I'm just so happy for them to be able to end their high school career with back-to-back state championships. You know, they've really put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into Central Catholic and our baseball program, and just really happy for them to end the way they did.
Coach, I got to mention these three players. Hope you don't mind. Ben Mazur, where's number 10? As a junior and senior, he was a pitcher.
Yeah, you know, he did it all for us on the mound. He pitched every big game for us, and really I thought he probably pitched the best game of his career. And his final time, he stepped on the mound at Victory Field for us in the state championship game. Just dominated that game. And, you know, he's at Murray State now and is off to a great start down there, and really, really loves it down there. And I think he's gonna find his niche and be a big part of their success down there.
Second guy I want to mention, we're number 18 this season. TJ Bell, last year, about 3 years prior, he was hiking the ball to the quarterback out here, and he got two hits. That's uncommon against Bar Reed and that pitcher.
Yeah, you know, their pitcher kind of matched Ben pitch for pitch, and yeah, TJ had two big hits that day and kind of set the stage for us. And you know, I'm really happy for TJ because he battled injuries his last 2 years, really limited what he could do in the baseball diamond, but he could always hit, and he did that quite well. And again, he was a big part of our success.
Last call I'll mention, number 24, Evan Deanhart, also a senior. He graduated, and he's at DePaul now, Coach May tells me, and in the third inning, there were two outs, and it was a big part of that game.
Yeah, it was, you know, we, the only run we scored, he was on third base and was able to score on the balk. And, you know, he's such a great competitor. He, the play he made in that game and the kind of goes unnoticed to a lot of people, but, the play he made in the hole at shortstop, most high school shortstops don't even come close to making that play. As, you know, he was a 3-year starter for us, would have been probably a 4-year starter, one for COVID, and, just a great competitor, no matter where we played him or, you know, anywhere in the infield, on the mound. And then just gave us gritty at-bats every time he stepped in the box.
Okay, last thing, 2023 might have been the most competitive 4 games ever at Victory Field this past spring.
Yes, definitely was pitching and defense. You know, all 4 classes were close. Tight ball games and hits were at a premium, and definitely runs were at a premium. So we're just glad to be part of it and glad to come out on top.
Okay, Tim Hornia, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being here again.
So we're going to talk right now. The public address, and that was Coach Tim Bordenay. Tim Bordenay, also the athletic director, and we'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, going to be the Tipton Blue Devils.
Thanks, AJ. Yes, Tipton Blue Devils, enrollment 454. They're in 2A, Tipton 36. There are 8 teams. Alexandra is 4-0. Bluffton 4-0. Eastbrook 3-1. Eastern 3-1. Frankton 2-2. Tipton 1-3. Latford 0-4. And Elwood 0-4. Principal is Mr. Craig Leach. AD Corey Penung. Assistant Athletic Director, Alec Weddle. Athletic Trainer, Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Phone number is 765-675-7431. You can reach them also on the internet, TiptonAthletics.com. Colors are blue and white. They're in the Hoosier Conference East Division, back home, Tipton Sports Complex, Tipton Ford Field is synthetic turf, and as I just spoke earlier tonight, on a Bermuda grass field, just a lovely facility here at Lafayette Central Catholic. Presently, they are 1-3, Tipton is 1-3 in the Hoosier, and Hoosier East 0-0. Coach Aaron Toll, 135-75 is his career wins percentage, 19th year. High school, went to Tipton, graduated in 1990. College, IU, graduated in 1995. Next up for the Blue Devils, Friday, September 22nd at 7 p.m., they will be hosting the Northwestern Tigers. The Hoosier East matchup.
Hey, thanks, Larry. We'll talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The school was founded in 1956. They had a school enrollment of 296. Their Class 2A, Sectional 34. There are 7 teams in their sectional. They are Seeker currently 3-1 on the season. Their one loss came to Central Catholic, Game 1. Rochester, they're 3-1. Lewis Cross, the Kings, the former Hoosier Conference member, they are now in the Three Rivers Conference. Lewis Cross, 2-2. Central Catholic Knights, they're 1-3. Benton Central, the Bison are 1-3. Winnemac, they're 0-4. And Delphi, they're 0-4. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Daryl Beck. The AD, the athletic director, is Tim Bordenay. He's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. Assistant ADs, they are Stacy Hall, 2000 graduate, and Charlie Roberts. Well, Mecklen Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-474-5427. That's in the office. You can reach them on the web at lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention through 4 weeks overall records in the Hoosier Conference. in the East Division. Hampton Heights, they're at the top, 4-0. Western, they've won their last two. They're 2-2. Tipton, they're 1-3. Northwestern, they're 1-3. Five teams in the West Division, in the West, Twin Lakes, 3-1. West Lafayette, 3-1. Benton Central, 1-3. Rensselaer Central, 2-2. And Lafayette Central Catholic, 1-3. Again, we'll mention they're 1-3 overall. The Hoosier West Division, they're 0-1. The head coach is Mr. Brian Ney. Brian Ney, 40 wins, 26 losses, working in year number 6. He went to high school at Mooresville, 2001 graduate. Went to college at Franklin College, 2006 graduate. The next game on the agenda for Lafayette Central Catholic is going to be next Friday night, the 22nd. It'll be an 8 p.m. start. Lafayette Central Catholic will travel to Rensselaer Central to battle with the Bombers. That will be a Hoosier West matchup, and I'm Central Catholic going to face 3 Hoosier West foes in a row, Larry.
Yeah, get that time of the year where, you know, in conference play, and, you know, that's where the rubber hits the road, isn't it?
Pretty much. They want that West Division. I'm not sure how it's going to work out for the crossover game.
Yeah, with one less team in the West now, with Lewis Cass leaving the conference, so it'll be interesting how they work that out.
Maybe the best team in the West won't have to play. Something like that, maybe.
I'm not sure how they're going to work it. I don't make the big bucks to make those decisions, so we'll see how that works out.
I tell what, big bucks, they're all the same size, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
I don't make them either.
Yeah.
We're pretty much volunteer here.
That's right.
So we'll go ahead and mention last week, week number 4, September 8th in the Hoosier Conference. High school football game scores from last week in the Hoosier. It was Hamilton Heights. They traveled to Northwestern last week, an East Division matchup. Hamilton Heights got the win, 42-0. Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils took about a 90-minute drive to the north. They traveled to Tippecanoe Valley. Final score, Tippecanoe Valley, 53. Tipton, nothing. We'll mention Twin Lakes. The Indians traveled to Rensselaer Central last week for a West Division matchup. Twin Lakes got the win, 21-14. West Lafayette, the Red Devils were right here at Lafayette Central Catholic for another West Division matchup. West Lafayette, 37, Central Catholic, 7. And also last week, Western. Western went to Benton Central. That was a cross-conference matchup. Western, 62, Benton Central, 19. 4 Hoosier Conference road wins in 5 games. Here's Larry. He'll talk about tonight's ball games.
All right, AJ. Yes, week 5, September 15th in the Hoosier Conference. Game night, 7 p.m. Benton Central will travel to Twin Lakes in the Hoosier Conference West Division matchup. At 7 p.m. as well, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian will be at Northwestern, non-conference game. Also 7 o'clock, Hamilton Heights will be at Western, which is a big East Division matchup. 7:30 will be the time where Rensselaer Central will go to West Lafayette, and that's a Western Division matchup there. And then again tonight, 7 p.m., Tipton here at Central Catholic, cross-conference game in the Hoosier Conference, 9 Hoosier Conference teams, week 5.
I tell you what, Larry, they're looking to bring the teams out of their locker rooms. I tell you what, 5 minutes before kickoff, thereabouts. But I don't care if they don't start right on time. What about you?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful night again. We've been saying that now for, 5 weeks? But we're up in the elements tonight, up above the press box here at Lafayette Central Catholic. It's just a beautiful night, sun going down. It's still nice and warm, but not too warm where the guys who, I know both teams are going to have a lot of guys going both ways, so it ought to be not as difficult on them as if it was, 80, 90 degrees.
I tell you what, roster for Tipton. They roster 41 players, 8 seniors, 10 juniors, 12 sophomores, 11 freshmen. And you look over Central Catholic, they put 53 rostered. They have 13 seniors, 14 juniors, 10 sophomores, 16 freshmen. And I tell you what, it only takes 11 on each side of the ball to get a win.
That's right. And once again, we've been saying this for a couple of weeks, you know, Tipton being a young ball club, but Lafayette Central Catholic, I kind of looked over the roster here, and they've got their starters. They've got on offense 5 seniors, on defense 6 seniors, juniors on offense 5 and 4 on defense. So, you know, that's 19 out of 22 players are upperclassmen. So, and this coach was talking, you know, there was a lot of them that did start. A lot of guys moved on, but a lot of those guys got some good playing time as sophomores and juniors. So they'll be ready to go. They're an experienced ball club. And, like I said, the Devils are going to have to play a good game to stay up with them.
I think it was 2013. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Blue Devils went to Lucas Oil to play the final game versus Ritter. Is that the right year?
I think it was, AJ, but your memory is a lot better than mine, so I'll go with whatever you say.
Well, my dad says my memory is great. It's just not very long.
Well, that's true, but you've got a photographic memory about some things, and you always kind of amaze me with some of the things you bring up, so I'm trusting that 2013 to be the exact date.
I'm selective a little bit, but I'll mention, we all went to that ball game, and I think Hoover was quarterback, and he's a lefty. He played a good season, but Ritter, they had 11 seniors starting on offense and a separate 11 seniors starting on defense. And everybody wonders why the score was 56-6.
Again, just like LCC up here, Ritter always has a good program there on the south side of Indy. And like I said, I didn't know that figure, but that's amazing on any football team to have that kind of senior presence.
And before the game, Ty Hunt, the co-GM coach for Ritter, and Coach Aaron Cole got to talk right then. They talked together. Those two guys went to IU at the same time.
I wonder if they knew each other. I know that's a big university, you know, that's a big campus. So who knows if they were both kind of in the same area of study. Maybe they did.
Actually, they talked about that, and they believe they were in a couple of classes together.
How about that? That's interesting. Yeah, sometimes it is a small world, you know. You go a lot of places, and then you come back to one place, and you know, it's amazing the people you run into and different points in your life.
So both teams are out on the surface. We'll mention Central Catholic going to wear the Navy, all-Navy uniforms with silver numerals across the way there. Tipton Blue Devils going to wear the blue pants, and they're going to wear the white jersey with blue numerals. And I tell you what, Coach Cole was talking about Dakota Ferg. Ferg has got a foot tonight.
Yeah, watching him kick, you know, there's not a wisp of wind out here, but he was nailing him from, you know, the 30-yard line, so that's 40-yard field goal, and he told us that, you know, he trusted to send him out there anywhere from 40 to 45, and I can see why.
Dakota Ferg could very well impress somebody in this crowd tonight and get a good way to go to college.
Well, you never know. I mean, that's kickers, a good accurate kicker from that kind of distance is a hard thing to find, so I'm sure somebody take a look at him.
We have opening prayer and national anthem.
Father, at the time of the summons, we are asking Eddie Rachel Crowley, thank you for Gavin Studio this evening. We ask that you protect all of our players. Please allow our players to glorify God in the use of their bodies. Please bless the coaches with wisdom. Please bless all of us with good sportsmanship. We ask our Father in heaven to be with all of us as we stand together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And may God bless all of you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
That was a national anthem right behind us. That was live. Such a Catholic band. And again, we'll mention welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Paul J. LaRocca Stadium, Lafayette Central Catholic High School, Lafayette, Indiana. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys football game, the Tipton Blue Devils and the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for the PutMeInSports.com since 2008. And they're going out on the surface right now. Captains, they're going to say the Tipton won the toss and they elect to defer. And since they won't call it, Central Catholic says we'll take the ball and they'll return from the east to the west. Larry, we got an east-west ball field.
I didn't realize that, but I sure could tell now looking into the sun down here. But looks like both teams are ready to go, jumping around here on the sidelines, and we're looking forward to a great game. So LCC will be going into the sun, going towards the scoreboard. So sun could be a factor tonight, kind of low in the sky here. It'll get lower, and it'd be kind of hard to see if you're looking into it. So we'll see how the teams deal with that.
So they're getting ready to kick off. Knights going to receive. Blue Devils over there on this respective sideline getting ready to kick off. We're going to see Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg, I tell you what, that guy has a pretty good foot. He does work about three times during the week, 3 days with the soccer team. Coach Toll says he works a couple of days a week and puts in good work right there with the Tipton Blue Devils football team. So he's going to spot the block right there, the team on the 40-yard line, right in the middle. So Dakota Ferg getting ready to boot the ball away. Where's number four? He's listed at 5'11", 160, and I kind of doubt that. He's more like a 6'1".
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's so skinny, makes him look taller. I don't know.
So he's going to boot the ball away. He's going to back up 7 yards, soccer style, right to the kicker, waiting on the whistle. Here comes the whistle. 7:04 p.m., there's the boot. End under end. Line drive going to be taken at the 14 by the Knights. Going to go up the center of the field. They get out across the 35 to the 37-yard line. And a good return right there for the Knights. Chris, the return, that was 23, Bren Robbins.
And looked like that was Dakota Garman on the tackle, number 18.
So they'll line it up right there, 37-yard line, middle of the field. Knight's going to go directly out to the line of scrimmage. They have play in mind. So they'll go trips to the left. They'll go twins out right side into backfield. Bobby Nestor, the quarterback. He's a junior, 6 foot, 148. Pass play in the flat. Jackson Kane, he'll make the catch. He'll pick up about five after the catch. He'll end up a 12-yard out of bounds, and they'll move the chains.
Yeah, Calvin Conda came up, drove at him, didn't quite get him, and looks like Cole Huffy got him out of bounds over there.
So they spot it at the 50-yard line, left hash, shotgun, single man in the backfield. Twins left, spot right. They're going to hand off. Jackson King fakes the handoff. Pass play, right flat. Catch is made. He's going to be inside the 40. It's going to be about an 11-yard pass play. Credit to play 17, Ray Clayton, 6'5", 179, a junior.
That looks like Peyton Progressor. Came over from a middle linebacker position to get peace for that one.
So ball spotted at the 39 of Tipton. Shotgun. See him in the backfield. Trips to the left. Split out wide right. Pass play wide right. Going to be incomplete. Right there in the backfield was Cole.
Yeah, he came through there a little bit, but looks like LCC says, well, we'll keep doing this until you learn how to stop it.
Absolutely. So what, talking about that, that's Bud Wright philosophy. Bud Wright's going to play tomorrow night, Saturday at 7. I'm going to go. You want to go?
I'll be out of town watching my Buckeyes.
So we're going to shotgun formation. Bobby Metzger, motion away. Clayton, we're going to give it up the middle. That's number one, Jackson Kane. Kane going to pick up about 8 on the carry.
Yes, Calvin Condit coming over to make that stop. But, you know, when we're having defensive backs making all these tackles, that means we're not getting too much penetration here as far as the Blue Devils are concerned.
So they're calling that a gain of 6. Third down, 4. Jackson Kane in the backfield. Quarterback shotgun snap going to be taken by Jackson. Right there, Bobby Metzger, he'll take the snap, he'll drop to throw. Right side, pass play, tipped away, good defense by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, Oliver Conaway read that one pretty good and jumped on that route and got a hand on it and knocked it away.
So it's going to bring up a 4th and 4, first big play of the game.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to try to throw this ball, and so, you know, they've been doing this quick pass, so taking away any kind of rush that the Blue Devils could muster, so we'll see what they do here.
The ball spotted at the 33. They need 4 for a first down. 4th down. Take the handoff pass play. Going to be incomplete. Looks like Dakota Garmin might have got away with one.
Yeah. He kind of stood in his way. Didn't really make a move, and the receiver ran into him. So I think they called that kind of a no foul there, yeah.
So the Blue Devils are going to get the ball, and they're going to turn it over on downs as the Knights. The Blue Devils are going to put in play at the left hash at their own 33, and that's some good defense on the first possession by the Knights.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll take that, and looks like Will Wolford is playing this week, has a torn bicep, got it all wrapped up, so we'll see how he can do.
So they're lining up in a shotgun, through in the backfield, pro set in the shotgun, Dallas Capshaw, split left, slot right, Travis lost the handle. Picking it up, tried to pick it up, Calvin Condit, and they might have fumbled the ball away. If that ball's loose in the backfield, you just got to fall on it.
Yeah, he tried to pick it up, and it bounced around off a couple people, and looks like LCC came up with it.
It wasn't really, maybe a bit of a snap, he just lost the handle, Capshaw.
Yeah, it was low, you know, it was down around his ankles, but he's come up with that one, but I'm sure he was trying to get it and get to the handoff as quick as he could and just mishandled it.
So ball's at the 29-yard line. Knights get the first big break in the ball game. We'll see how big it is. Knights going to work defensively right there. The Blue Devils come up with another stop. Shotgun formation. Brent Robbins in the backfield. They're going to offset eye to the left. Going to hand off. They ran into each other. Brent Robbins. Bobby Metzger and Brent Robbins collided, and it could have caused a big loss.
It looks like Aiden Belair from his defensive end position sniffed that one out, but like I said, he couldn't get any kind of steam going because he ran right into the quarterback. I don't know which one of them kind of had a wrong route there, but it didn't look too good.
So they spotted it to 34, loss of 5. Second down, 15 for the Knights. Twins in a 51. Pro set in the backfield. In motion away. Dropping a throw over the screenplay. Center screen, caught inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Catch was made by Jackson Kane, the junior.
Yeah, that was a very well-designed play. They were coming, and the Hussey brothers teamed up on getting him down, but he picked up about, 8 yards.
So they're motioning the play in. It's third down. Third down, 7. All spotted at the 26th of Tipton. Shotgun formation, Jackson Kane in the backfield. Slot left. Slot right, dropping the throw. Going to look down the field. Let's one go towards the pylon. It's going to walk in. Catch is made, and it's going to be a 1st and 4. Goes to the Knights.
Yeah, Goodwine got that one, and Dakota Garmin just gave him a little too much cushion. He took it to the front pylon there and got it in.
So, 26-yard pass play. Metzger to Hudson Goodwine. And the Knights are going to line up for the point after. They'll try the kick. The holder is Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick, 5'11", 162. Where's number 20 in football and in baseball? Here comes a snap. The hold, the boot, is through the uprights. And the Knights go up 7-0. And the Blue Devils are going to receive.
Yeah, Blue Devils off to a kind of shaky start yet again this week. And, you sure they're going to want to do something with this one, not let this thing get out of hand early.
So I tell you what, you think about that, Larry. You think about the Blue Devils had one play. Aaron Rodgers had 4 snaps in Aaron Rodgers' season. He says he's coming back.
Yeah, I can't see why, boy. You have that much money. I know he loves the game, but, you know, that's the hardest thing for guys to do is to call it quits. And they don't miss the money so much as they miss the, you know, just the camaraderie of being on a team. And so I wonder what's going through his mind right now, but I'm sure the Jets want a little return on their investment, so hope he does come back.
I mean, he got to run out of the locker room holding the flag, running out on the field. The fans loved it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was going to be the face of that team for sure. And so, you know, the Jets are going to have to go with what they had last year and hope they do a little bit better.
Maybe so. We'll see what happens. But we're rooting in Colts. Say what, Anthony Richardson, rookie, going to go against another rookie on Sunday.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud with the Houston Texans, and both of them good quarterbacks. So we'll see how they're doing and how much they're figuring this pro game out in the second game of real football.
C.J. Stroud went to a good college, didn't he?
Yeah, a little college over there in Columbus, Ohio, my alma mater, Ohio State. So we're hoping the best for him.
So there's the whistle. They're going to boot it away. It's 87 Thomas Henry. He's a junior. 5'7", 122 pounds. He's backed up 9 yards deep. There's the whistle. Here comes the boot. Soccer style. In, under, in. Pretty good elevation. You're going to be taken at the 14 by the Blue Devils straight up the jet. Going to hit out across. Maybe close to the 29, you're going to call it. Good return for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, it looks like that was 51, I believe, for the Knights. Don't know who that is, but came down. There was a host of them, though, so you could have probably given that tackle a parts of it at least about four guys.
So, ball spotted. They're going to bring it out to the 30. No zest to the 30, just inside the right hash. Clock moving. Take that back. It'll change the possession. It'll stop on the start on the snap. 9:23 left. 7-0 contest. Knight scored on the second possession. Knight going to play defense for the Blue Devils' second possession. Dallas Capshaw gets the snap, hands off. Calvin Condit avoids a would-be tackler. Calvin Condit out to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, that's number 54, Will Spencer on the tackle there from his left. Oh, I'm sorry, 54, he's nose guard on defense. Will Spencer, 6'1", 257.
So ball spotted at the 34, just inside the left hash. Jace Hussey out of the ballgame, jogs over. In conversation right there with coach. Shotgun formation, swing him in the backfield. To his left, that's Capshaw. To his left, Calvin Condit. Near side, here comes the motion. They'll hand off to Calvin Condit. He'll dive it forward across the 35 to about the 37, maybe the 38.
Yeah, that was number 15, A.J. What was it? Delgado, yeah.
So they'll spot the ball out to the 38. Third down two. Blue Devils trying to move the ball, trying to matriculate the ball down the field.
Right. Yeah, if that means little by little, I'll go with that.
Hank Schramm, two fast shoots in the fourth Super Bowl, leading the Vikings 23-7. Shotgun formation. Capshaw. And a handoff, see him in the back goes Calvin Condit, first down, Blue Devils. Blue Devils take it out across the 40 to near the 42, and they get a new set of downs with Calvin Condit.
Yeah, they're getting some new guys in there. Well, no, that's Nick Page, 6'1", 203, inside linebacker, got the tackle there.
So from the 42, ball's near the middle of the field. You look out there, number 7, the left defensive end is 6'6", 207, Albert Schwartz. I believe Albert Schwartz has started since his freshman year for basketball at Central Catholic. Capshaw takes the handoff, takes the snap, ball's loose. Jace Hussey, ball came loose. Let's see if they call this a loose ball, and they do.
It got right into the hands of Nikolai Bell, number 50, defensive tackle, 5'10", 220. I don't know who that was coming up. I think probably from the safety position. Cornerback Isaac Suppinger made a really nice hit, form tackle, and knocked the ball loose.
We'll hope that the Blue Devils are not going to start this game out like the Vikings did last night.
Oh, yeah, the Vikings put it on the ground, four times, and it's hard to win a game when you have those many turnovers, so we'll see.
So we'll stop it right now. Blue Devils are going to play offense next time. They're going to give the ball away here, though. They're going to give it back to the Knights. Ball spotted at the Blue Devil 41 from the right hash. Bobby Metzger, quarterback, shotgun quarterback. Jackson Kane in the backfield. Trips to the left.
spit out wide right, dropping the throw, looking left and look right. Gonna throw it to Jackson King, catches me. He'll put a hokey doke on and he'll get inside the 30-yard line. Jackson King gonna pick up 12 on the catch.
That's a really nice move by Jackson. He threw it outside. He kind of took a step and curled back inside and got past a couple guys, and that was Cole Hussey on the tackle there.
You just wonder if Bobby Metzger was looking off, and hitting the outlet on purpose.
I think so. Yeah, they had those trips there going the other way.
So shotgun formation. Jackson King in motion out of the backfield. Turn around and look right side. Catch is made. Clayton dives it inside near the 21 of Chipton. Good catch by Clayton.
Yeah, the Hussey brothers are getting a workout here. That was Chase on the outside linebacker. Made a nice ankle tackle there.
So they'll look to the sideline, get the play, and work with two men in the backfield along with Bobby Metzger. Bobby Metzger, a senior. Jackson Kane, Bobby Metzger, a junior. Jackson Kane, a junior. Going to hand off to Jackson Kane. He'll go right to left to get it just to the 20-yard line of a positive gain. It's going to be third and about two.
Yeah, Aiden Blair, number 64, had him at the line, but he just drug him with him for a couple.
So third down, two. Ball is at the 20-yard line. Blue Devil 20. 7-0 contest. 6 minutes straight up. Clock moving. We're in the first quarter at Central Catholic High School. Shotgun. Right there, Bobby Metzger out of the backfield. Jackson King. They'll pass it to King. They'll work left side in the flat. Flag comes in. Jackson King going to get it inside the 5, down near the 1, but that flag probably going to be there in the holding vicinity.
I was about to comment that there were two nice blocks set up there by the wide receivers, but maybe one of them got a little bit more than he should have.
So the white-hatted gentleman conferring with the south line judge. It's a holding penalty. They're going to back it up 10 yards from where the flag lay. I think they picked that flag up already from the 19, so they'll go back to the 29, and it'll be third down and 11.
Yeah, again, like I said, that was a very well-designed play. Had the tailback looping out there, a little screen pass, and the two wide receivers were able to seal the two defenders inside, and would have been a game down to about the 5-yard line, but like I said, somebody must have had a little too much jersey there or something.
So from the 29-yard line, third down. Blue Devils with the break. See if they can utilize this break on this drive by the Knights. Trips to the right in the slot. Jackson King. Ray Clayton out there also. They go motion away. Going to be a screen play. Once again, Jackson King out of the slot. Trips up. Kept his balance. Another flag comes in. Jackson King reaches for the goal line. They're going to say he's just shy of the goal line, but that flag this time lays at the 21.
Well, I'll tell you, you can tell that Mr. Kane's been in the weight room. I can see his calf muscles through his binoculars, and he just broke two really what looked like good tackles and took it down the sideline. So he's a strong young man. I'd be getting the ball to him as this game goes on.
So they're spotted at the 21. Mark off 10 again. It'll still be third down. But Jackson Kane probably benefited from that hold.
Well, not as much as he would like, but he'd rather have it at the 5, but we'll see.
Still back it up to the 31-yard line. Still third down. So third down is 14. We'll line up in a shotgun. Bobby Metzger yet to go under center. Single man in the backfield. Jackson King. Slot right. Looking to throw right. Looking to throw down the field. Does so. It's a high pass. Going to be over the hands outstretched there was number 4, Noah Smith. He's a sophomore, 5'11", 162, incomplete pass.
Well, he sure looks taller than 5'11 to me. Maybe he's just got long arms, but he'd have to be about 6'11 to get that one.
Now they're jogging out. They're going to send out the punting unit. So they're spotted at the 31. That'd be a 47-yarder. I think Dakota Ferg might try that one.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like I said last week, because those kickers have a high opinion of themselves, so when it comes down to, game time, it might not be quite that much.
So, call for the snap. Set to punt. It's going to be over his head. if they get a punt away from their own 45, and it's going to bounce, and it's going to be in the end zone, they're going to save it. They're going to save Jackson King. Might have had a foot on the goal line. Pretty close to saving that play and putting him on the one.
Yes, he was for, you know, a snap that went about 15 yards over his head. He got off a nice punt and a nice roll and almost had it at the one. But I'm sure the Blue Devils feel very fortunate to only be down 7-0 right now.
So that punt was Ray Clayton, 6'5". He's 6'5", 179. Pretty athletic young man.
Yeah, absolutely. He got on that and, like I said, running and still got off a nice kick.
So the Blue Devils will take it. It's a touchback. They'll take it into 20. 20-yard line. They'll go to the left, from our right to our left. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Two in the backfield. Split out wide left. It's Conaway. The handoff, left to right. You'll go up the gut. Out to the 25. Going to be a 5-yard gain. Good carry right there by Calvin Condon.
Kick. Yeah, didn't Brian Delgado, again, number 47, getting in there. We don't have him on the starting lineup, but he's making a lot of plays out there.
Oh,
yeah. It's Brian. The other Delgado. Must be two Delgados.
I tell you what, they probably do. And what? Bar Reed had three Grabers at Lucas and Victory Shield. That was all playing. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw. Twins to the right. Split out wide left. Shotgun. Capshaw. Going to hand off. Right to the center of the field. And it's going to be Jace Hussey. They give the ball right back to Jace Hussey and ask him to carry it again.
Yeah, that was number 9. Hudson got the line up from his safety position making that play.
So ball's out to the 31-yard line. First and 10, Blue Devils. So to the 31 just inside the left hash. 4:03. Clock moving. First quarter. 7-0 contest. Central Catholic in front. You're going to line up. Twins to the left, twins to the right. They're stacked. Shotgun, Capshaw, pass play. Right side, looking for the bubble screen. It's incomplete. Looking for Condon. And they sent right down the middle. I feel like it was Joe Clouser with a go route.
Yeah, and I don't know what Dallas was looking at there. I think he might have thought he was too well covered and might have thrown that up too high and out of bounds on purpose.
So throw the ball away and live for another down. Don't take a sack.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Or a pick. You don't want either one of those.
So back to the 31 is respotted. Second down, 10. Single man in the back goes Calvin Condon. Shotgun quarterback is number 3, Dallas Capshaw. Twins to the right. They'll hand off. They'll go left to right. They'll go four hole and get what he can right there, Calvin Condon. He's going to pick up maybe 3. It's going to be third down and a long 7.
That was Nick Page and a host of his buddies there to get on that tackle. I think there are about 4 silver hats on there. And as a defensive coach, that's what you love to see. You love to see guys, you know, getting hit 4 or 5 helmets on the ball before the whistle blows. So that's, you know, they're going to work them down.
So 33-yard line, Blue Devils, third down 8, 3:12, clock moving, first quarter. Shotgun, to Jacques Poe. Pass play across the middle, a little bit tall and incomplete, looking for Oliver Conaway, and the Blue Devils are going to send out their pussy unit.
Yeah, I think Dallas is a little amped up now, maybe a little nerves in this game, but he's, you know, he's trying his best, and that was, you know, that was pretty well covered as well.
So Landon Spidell going to drop back into punt formation. Where's number 11? He wore number 10 a year ago and a year before that. Junior class member, number 11. So they're blocking back out in front of him. Ask for the snap. Snap's good. They'll boot it right side. It's going to bounce. And then nearly got a knight. It's going to get a favorable bounce for the Blue Devils. It'll come to a complete stop at the Central Catholic 31-yard line.
Well, pretty nice punt there. Good to flip in the field a little bit.
So we'll also mention the Tipton County Tribune for comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports. Subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media. And the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.tiptoncountytribune.com. We'll come back to this ad read in a moment. Shotgun formation. Bobby Metz for two in the backfield. Twins to the right, split out wide left, dropping the throw with Metzger. The float one down will be overthrown, dipped out beyond the fingertips of Noah Smith, incomplete. And we'll also mention the Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital first format when it comes to county sports. A subscription to the printed weekly edition published on Wednesdays can also be accessed on website and can get an online subscription only. I'll hand off up the middle. He's diving forward out to near the 35 and spotting just shy of the 35, and a good play by the Blue Devils.
Cole Hussey and Landon Spidell on that tackle there, picked up, about a yard and a half maybe.
And also mentioned weekly matchups for Friday night's football games, however, will only appear online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. That's Michelle Garman. Check her out on Twitter, @Michelle_Garman. You can pick up the written information online tomorrow on a Saturday. It's going to roll out right. Looking to get rid of it. To hold the ball loosely. He's going to keep it. Bobby Metzger going to dive across the 40. He does not have necessary yardage. He's going to be a yard shy.
And that looked like Aiden Blair on hot pursuit from his defensive end position. So it would be just it's first down.
Bobby Metzger, I'm not sure. They didn't even measure. I'm not quite sure, but Bobby Metzger rolled out and looked a little bit like Mahomes.
Yeah, he was, once he didn't see a guy wide open, he was kind of pumping, trying to slow guys up and made a nice gain and got the first down.
So they're spotted at the 41. They called a first down. First and 10. 41-yard line of Central Catholic. Here comes a pass play. They'll work at left side. Ray Clayton, he's going to go near inside the six. He's going to pick up about 9. He's going to be about a yard shy. And then a good pass play.
Yeah, Calvin Condit again. I tell you what, that screen to the outside, that wears you down too, because you got to run quite a bit to cover that thing. So that's working quite well for LCC.
Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Kind of an eye power right, our power left. Going to fake, hand off, going to make the pass play out to 50. Jackson Kane makes the grab, and he'll go into Tipton territory. They'll spot him out at the 34.
Yeah, another well-designed play. You know, LCC's getting it in the hands of their playmakers one-on-one, and that's what you need to do, and they're doing it quite well.
So they go with an empty backfield. The Knights got 3 receivers right, 3 left. Bobby Metzger in the backfield, junior quarterback. Getting a final play right there. Might be changing the play. Coach Brian May signaling in the plays for the Knights. Dropping the throw, pass play. Across the middle, a little bit tall. Looking right there for number 9, Hudson Gutwein, the junior, 5'11", 161, incomplete.
Yeah, Dakota Garman had that one covered pretty well, just overthrew him a little bit.
So they'll respond at the 34, second down 10. So the Knights, the teammates are looking to the sideline, picking up the signals. They do not use a huddle. They call it tempo. Somewhat like a West Lafayette offense, dropping the throw. Across the middle, working right there. Ray Clayton makes the catch. To get inside the 10, he'll be tackled out of bounds at about the 7-yard line.
Yeah, Landon Spidell kept that one from being 6. And, this is, they're definitely spreading the field. And, like I said, getting the ball where they want them to and one-on-one, and they're having great success with it.
So Bobby Metzger, shotgun quarterback, 53.7 left, first quarter, 7-0 contest, Knights on the doorstep, dropping the throw, going to roll out, going to flip the, thought about a pass, pulled it back down, got to the 5, maybe the 6, didn't want to throw an interception in the red zone.
Oh, that was very well played by Chase Hussey out there. He saw that back coming out of the backfield, kind of that screen again. Came off the quarterback to get him, and then when the quarterback went to run, he peeled off him and got the tackle. So very well played by Chase Hussey.
So ball spotted at the 6, second down goal. 23 seconds. They're going to have to run one play or a timeout. 17 seconds. Play clock's at 11. So to the line of scrimmage, Bobby Metzger, Jackson, Kane in the backfield to his left. They are going to call a timeout. They're going to stop play at 8.3. And I will also mention, coming right up, you can make it a weekend to enjoy the 50th annual Atlanta New Earth Festival. It's coming up right around the corner. The final weekend is September. That's when it happens yearly. This year it's September 23rd and 24th. And yes, the 50th anniversary, the Atlanta New Earth Festival, it's coming right up. September 23rd and 24th. I tell you what, Larry, that sun is going down. It's almost better enjoyable than it was earlier.
Yeah, getting a little cooler now, and probably another 5-10 minutes it'll be behind the tree. So lights are on now, and it's going to be a great evening.
So the Knights call a timeout. It's second down goal from the 6. They stopped the clock with 8.3 left. They would have had to snap the ball. They elect to call their first timeout, and the officials are calling both teams to the line of scrimmage right now.
Yeah, I don't think they really, enforce the length of these timeouts, when they've had enough, I guess.
Back when we played, they were mandatory to get back here.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have to watch out and be staring at it every second, but now it's just like, okay, guys, you take too long, let's go back and play.
So they line up, there's the whistle. Play clock's working. Game clock will start on the snap. Shotgun formation, Jackson Kane left to right, out of the backfield, going motion. Pass play. Ray Clayton couldn't bring it in. Good defense by the Blue Devils.
Ray Spidell was right on him, but that hit him in a bad place right between his two hands, and couldn't come down with it.
He has those gloves on, Ray Clayton. I tell you what, I think guys just like to wear gloves.
Oh, yeah, makes you look a lot cooler, you know?
That's what I'm thinking. So, shotgun formation, Bobby Nestor. Jackson Kane in the backfield, single man. Trips to the right, split out wide left. Going to roll right. Nearly got him. Jackson Kane makes the catch. They go in for the score. He crossed the goal line with the football. And the Knights will try the point after 13-0.
Yeah, I think that was planned that way. Probably quarterback had to get rid of it a little bit sooner than he wanted to. Blue Devils coming on a blitz there, had him by the waist, but he was able to throw a nice ball and to his receiver and another 6 points.
It's awful nice to have an easy check down.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
So in a setup right there, Caden Minnick going to be the holder. Junior class, I think the back senior this year. He'll take the snap, low snap, he'll put it on the block, and through the uprights is going to be number 87, Thomas Henry. And we're at a quarter break. Quarter break after one. We'll mention the Knights, 14. The Blue Devils, nothing. And we're going to talk right now with a good friend of mine. Hopefully we can say that. Can we say that, Mr. Bob Cummings?
We can say that. That's true. That's a true statement.
I appreciate that. I tell you what, when you're watching a pretty good game right here, you're staring out at the field. This field is created by you and your help. It's beautiful.
Well, we appreciate it. It takes a lot of work. It's a combination of North Ridge Bermuda grass, which comes from southern Indiana, and bluegrass, and it's a blend. So we call it a Bluemuda field. There's not any other in this part of Indiana or this far north other than over at Purdue University that I know of.
I tell you what, you look out there and you see dark, light. Tell us how that is achieved with grass.
Well, that's all. I get asked that question a lot, and that's all strictly based on the mowing, the direction of the mower. We use real mowers. We mow this at 1 1/8 inch height, and the lighter that you see is the direction of the mower going that way. The darker is when you're mowing coming back the other direction. So essentially, what it's doing, it's laying the grass blade over to when the daylight and especially the sunlight hits it, it looks lighter and darker.
Tell what, for those who can't see, because this is radio, it looks like a golf course.
Well, we appreciate it. We get lots of compliments. It is a lot of work, but we do appreciate that. I know the teams that come in here and our team, they enjoy playing on it. It's playable. They like the short heights. And it's all a sand cap, so it's all sand underneath it, so it's forgiving, and we hope it prevents injuries.
We thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed talking with us, because you probably didn't enjoy it as much as we like talking with you.
Well, I appreciate it, and let's go nice.
All right, we'll work this way. And the Blue Devils have the football. They took the kickoff out for 15-yard return. Blue Devils first and 10. So Blue Devils first and 10. Shotgun formation, two in the backfield. They'll hand off, Capshaw. They give it right to left. Calvin Condit. He'll pick up six. It's going to be a gain of six. It'll be second down, four.
Yeah, that looks like 47 Delgado on the tackle there, right up the middle again, and got six good yards out of that though. I didn't think he was going to get that much, but Calvin's a workhorse ball carrier.
So, Blue Devils keep the line of scrimmage. 41-yard line. That was Bob Cummings. He's a groundskeeper here at Central Catholic High School. Shotgun formation. Missed the handoff. Had to take it himself. Dallas Capshaw. Here's it outside. Might pick up my back to the line of scrimmage. Missed the handoff. I don't know where it came up empty, but he did pretty good getting back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I don't know which one of the two guys we were supposed to give it to, but it was not designed to be a keeper, and that was Hudson Cookline again on the tackle.
So they'll mark it back at the 41. So no gain. It's third down, four. 10:45 on the game clock. Capshaw in the backfield. Two in the backfield with him pro set. Slot right, far out. And then split out wide left. Going out of the backfield there with Chase. Hussey, they're going to call it illegal procedure on the Blue Devils. Go back it up five. It'll become third and nine.
That was, as my grandpa used to say, discombobulated back there. And didn't look like anybody quite knew what they were doing.
So they move it back to the 36-yard line. Third down, nine for the Blue Devils. 10:26, clock moving. Second quarter, Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. 14 on the play clock. They put some urgency on getting to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw dropping the throw, stepping up in the pocket. He's going to run it forward. He's going to get loose. He's got a first down. Dallas Capshaw picked up 13. He needed just nine.
Yeah, that was number 23. Brent Robbins on the tackle, and he really swiped at that football. I think I can tell by the way they're tackling. You know, one guy grabs him, the other guy's swatting at the ball, so that's a well-coached defensive tackling.
Capshaw had a good cut there at about the six-yard mark that got him the first down.
Yeah, he did. He's an athletic guy. You give him some open space, and he'll do some damage.
So ball spotted at midfield, right in the middle on the 50-yard line. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw, two in the backfield. Slot left, split right, pass play, left side, the bubble screen, got it to Landon Spidell. Working out there was Conaway. Conaway got a good block in.
Yeah, and it looked like, looked like Coach Clark said, hey, LCC's having some luck with that. Maybe we'll try it, too, see what we can get. And picked up a good 3 or 4 yards.
So they'll spot at the 47 of Central Catholic. Blue Devils going from our left to our right. They're going from the east to the west. And the Blue Devils are going to line up with Twins, far right side. Left side is Conaway, short side of the field. Two in the backfield plus Capshaw. He'll hand off. It's left to right. He's hitting the backfield. He pops up, tries to get a little more, and he gets shipped across the 50. Calvin Condit, the ball carrier.
Now the first to hit there, I believe, was Jackson Chain, number one, and he floated him up, and then, like I said, all his buddies jumped on his back.
So third down, nine once again. Last time we had this play, it was Dallas Capshaw for 13.
Well, I'm sure Blue Devils hope it's a repeat of that little endeavor. So I'd like to pick up a first down here and keep this drive going a little bit.
So break huddle to see the line of scrimmage. 8:25 on the game clock, 9 seconds on the play clock. Out of the backfield in motion is Condit. Pass play, a little bit tall, picked off. Over the head of Conaway, picked off, going down the sideline, and he's going to take it in for the score. And I'm celebrating. And they're going to toss the ball away there. And it's going to be a touchdown. About a 60-yard return.
Yeah, that's kind of the old tip drill. He was in the right place at the right time, and he had a wall in front of him, and there was nobody going to catch him.
So they're gonna give a warning for a sideline infraction. So let's try the point after. So the Knights get excited and they cannot get another sideline infraction or it'll be enforced 15 yards.
Oh yeah, well again, young man had a great play, was excited about it. You know, in retrospect, he probably should have just pitched it to the official, but, you know, kind of did the little ball flip there, and officials don't like that stuff, so good warning.
Well, it's just the line judge, I mean, the sideline judge, when they're running, they can't screw up the ball. It'd be not too good.
Not at all.
So here comes the spot. Here comes the boot. Up through the uprights once again, 87. Thomas Henry. The Knights go up 21-0.
Well, there's no quitting the Devils. That was Oliver Conaway coming in off the edge and almost blocking that extra point. So when you see that kind of effort, you know, they're giving it all they can.
So they'll line up again and kick return. And as you probably saw, Brian May asking his guys to get back. You know, sometimes there is such a thing as a get back coach.
Well, yeah, in middle school, I'm both the defensive coordinator and the get-back coach, and I find myself, we've got a couple guys, you know, mentioned them, Shad Durham and Ron Zahikate are great guys. One is a Tipton guy and one's an Elwood guy, and they actually played high school football together and talk about going against one another and puking on each other's shoes, and they get excited, so they both got boys playing on the middle school team, so I find myself having to grab their shirt tails every once in a while, get them off the field, so...
Hey, did the Tipton Blue Devils middle school play this week?
We did. We beat Elwood 22-0. That was the eighth graders are undefeated. Seventh graders were, use that term again, a little discombobulated in the first half, gave up 20, but came back and, you know, shut them out in the second half, but, were unable to pull that one out.
So, gonna back up to spot it at the left hash, 40-yard line, set to kick off. He's a junior, number 87, Thomas Henry. He's just 5'7", 122 pounds. Backed up 9 yards, soccer style. Here comes his approach. To put the boot in it, end under end. It's going to come down about the 19-yard line. On the return is 87, Calvin Condit. He'll take it out to the 34.
Well, yeah, and Calvin, nice return. But they're slapping at that ball, you know, having a... Blue Devils put it on the ground twice already, so Calvin's going to have to get two hands on that thing when he's getting into traffic.
So they responded right there at the 29, but the Blue Devil ball in the ball game, they have opportunity to use whatever J5Z they choose. It's got pretty much a newer type of ball. For kicking, they'll throw an older ball in there. The shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. In the back door with him, to his right is Calvin Condit. Here comes the emotion. It's going to be Landon Spidell. They'll hand off. Condit, he's loose. Condit is going across the 50, inside the 40. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the Central Catholic 34, maybe 33-yard line.
Yeah, between running back and defensive back, he's getting a workout here tonight. And but he ran that one very well and made a nice cut outside and put on the burst and got a first down to about the 36.
So the Knights call timeout. I'm sure Knights didn't like giving up that big play to Calvin Condit, so they call a timeout.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they both can use a little rest here after both those plays. So kind of regroup here, both them on defense, and you know, the Blue Devils trying to get one in the end zone. So I'm sure both coaches would like to talk to their guys.
Well, Larry, right here underneath your binoculars, Indianapolis Colts. They played Jacksonville at home. Couldn't get the win, but they're going on the road this Sunday. Houston Texans. We talked about C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, he's got, you know, I don't know what kind of weapons he's got down there. I haven't really, you know, taken a good look at the NFL this year, but I really do believe the NFL is, it's all about matchups, and, you know, any team I really believe can beat any other team on any given Sunday, you know, if they match up well. So we'll see how both those young quarterbacks do.
I listen to a lot of NFL Network in my truck, and they said C.J. Stroud isn't a for sure to go guy.
Well, yeah, I guess he got banged up a little bit, and you know, that's the thing with both these quarterbacks. Their lines sometimes can be a little porous, so they're going to have to toughen up or you know, learn how to deal with some of those injuries. But we'll see if he goes.
So timeout is over. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Going to line up slot right. In the slot is Landon Spidell. Spit out wide right is Conway. Spit out left, they go motion. Out of the slot, right to left. Spit Landon Spidell to hand off in the backfield. They'll get it to Condit. He's breaking some tackles. He's inside the 35. He got about 4 yards on what would have been nothing. He got it on his own.
Yeah, again, he's a strong kid and working hard and wants to get as much as he can. There's no give up in Calvin, so.
So 7:33 on the game clock. Clock is moving. Blue Devils for sure trying to get on the board before halftime. Ball spotted at the 34-yard line of Central Catholic. Slot left, split right is Conway. Single man in the backfield is Jace Hussey. Shotgun quarterback, tap shot. He'll hand off to Hussey. He'll go right to left. He'll go three hole, and he'll get a positive gain. He'll get to the 32-yard line. It's going to be third down and 6.
Yeah, that was 18, I believe. Nick Page, middle linebacker on that tackle.
So they spot it at the 32-yard line, 3rd and 6. Blue Devils in the huddle. Play clock at 20. Game clock moving at 6:45, second quarter. 21-0 contest. Blue Devils can cut into the lead. Shotgun formation, trips to the left. Single man in the backfield, Calvin Condit. Going to be a flag thrown by the linebacker official. Let's see what the call's going to be. They call a false start here, but high school is truly an illegal procedure.
Correct. Yeah, I think center, Blue Devil center, kind of bobbed a little bit, and that's enough to draw a flag.
So they back it at 5. It's going to be 3rd and 11. So 6:30 on the game clock, clock moving. It was moving when the flag was thrown, so they started right up. And back to line up in a backfield there. It's Condit. Shotgun formation. Capshaw. Take it back to Jay Hussey. Pass play left side. A little bit outstretched. Couldn't get it. Joe Clouser was the intended receiver. The target was good, but the throw was off target.
Dallas is just a little high on everything here. I don't know whether he's not stepping through to the ball or what, but everything's going just about a yard too high. So, but he'll get it together. Coach Shear out there talking to him.
So Coach Shear knows plenty about that.
He sure does. Yeah.
So they'll line up again. It's 4th and 11. Blue Devils going to go for it. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line of Central Catholic. 4th down, 11. Shotgun. Capshaw. See him in the backfield. Calvin Conner. Dropping the throw. Going to roll right. Going to get a quarterback sack. He's going to be taken to the surface back at the 44-yard line. And that was a blitz all out.
Yeah, and that was Isaac Suppinger coming in from outside linebacker position. Yeah, he was coming all the time.
Isaac Suppinger. So we'll mention the ball spotted at the 44-yard line. The Knights have one timeout. They have 5 minutes, 53 seconds. Let's see if the Blue Devils can get this ball back.
Yeah, they need to get something going here, and I'm sure they're wearing down a little bit, like I said earlier, getting those outside balls running left to right all day long here, so hopefully they've got some energy left in them.
So they'll line up again in the shotgun. Bobby Metzger, single man in the backfield. Jackson King, slot left, 2, spit out wide right. Drop the throw is Metzger looking right. Going to roll out left. You're going to let one go down the middle. Going to be underthrown, looking for his target. Number 4, Noah Smith and Landon Spidell.
Yeah, they got some good pressure on that time. Had to step up, and I think, you know, took a little long to develop, and he tried to fling it and came out of his hand funny and kind of wobbled down, and a little bit of a dead duck there.
So they respotted back to the 44-yard line. Clock stopped. Incomplete pass at 5:46. Second quarter, 2nd down 10, out of the backfield. Going to hand off up to Gutt, Jackson Kane. Couldn't get back to the line of scrimmage, a good play.
Yeah, Cole Hussey saw that one red, and he came up like there was a rocket up his you-know-what. He got there quick and blew that one up.
So they lose a yard, they back it up to the 43-yard line. 3rd down 11, clock still moving, 5:24 left. Second quarter, slot left. Slot right. Single man in the backfield, Jackson King. Snap back to the quarterback, Bobby Metzger. He'll roll right. He'll step back up in the pocket, and he'll go down he'll pick up a sack of his own.
Yeah, that was Aiden Blair from his defensive end position, but both Husky brothers were coming up the middle and put a lot of pressure on him, got him to do what he didn't want to do, and that was take a sack.
So it's going to be three and out. Central Catholic going to send out their punting unit. Again, it's going to be number 17, Ray Clayton. He's 6'5", 179. He's going to back up 15 yards. Two gunners, left and right, back deep for the Blue Devils. Calvin Condon, Landon Spidell. Calling for the snap. There's a snap. High snap. Picks it up. Good boot. It's going to be a call for a fair catch. And Landon Spidell makes a good catch.
Yeah, I tell you, just watching that last play out of the Devils' defense, I think they're probably going to do a little bit more of that and not give this quarterback that much time because they're starting to look downfield now rather than just these outside short passes. So sending some linebackers. They got home last time, and so that might be something you'll see the Devils do more of.
So 4:24, change of possession, clock stops. We'll start on the snap. Blue Devils, first and 10 from their own 36-yard line. Single man in the backfield, Calvin Condon. Dallas Capshaw, shotgun formation, split wide left, wide right, and the Blue Devils going to call, I believe, their first time out in the ballgame.
I believe so, yeah. Coach Shear saw something he didn't like and or something he liked better. I don't know which, but he's got him over there right now talking to him, and sure they're going to get something more positive working right here now.
So, again, we'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic. Baseball. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, and basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball. I tell you what, Larry, Tipton Blue Devils basketball, they had some tremendous success this summer.
Yeah, and they got a lot of young guys that are looking very, very good for them in the future.
So, Blue Devils football, Blue Devils basketball. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. To his left, single man in the backfield, Calvin Condon. Slot right, split left. Calling for the cadence. There's a snap. The pitch it left to Condon. Trying to break contain. They get just across the line of scrimmage. Might not have got quite there. It's going to be second and 10.
Yeah, that looks like 27. Where's that? Suppinger again, they said, but I also saw 27 in there. Bryn, his last button. Okay.
Yeah. So shotgun formation again. They're going to go trips to the right. They're going to send Joe Clouser back to the left. Dakota Garmin going to be in this route. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Calling the cadence, Dallas Capshaw. Dropping the throw. Looking right, going to let one go. It's going to be intercepted. Undercut the paint right there, and it's going to go up the sideline. It's going to be about a 40-yard return, and that same gentleman with two.
Yeah, that's, again, that ball never really had a chance. It was underthrown, and played very well by the quarterback, and just took it to the house again. Nobody down there stopping.
That was Bryn Robbins, the senior. Bryn Robbins plays a good center field.
Yeah, he sure does. I read that one as well, and yeah, I guess he's a baseball player too, huh? Well, yeah, we center fielded that one pretty well.
So they'll line up again for the point after. The holder is Caden Minnick, number 20, 87, Thomas Henry. One untimed down. 3:29 left here in the first half. There's the boot to put it inside or right upright, and it's good. And the Knights take a 28-0 advantage.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's four turnovers in the first half by the Blue Devils, and boy, that's not giving yourself very much of a chance. But sure, they'll come out working hard, and LCC's just being very, very fortunate, but also very well coached and very well designed plays on offense. So got to tip your hat to them.
Tell you what, Larry, I wrote these up this year, this week, I should say, Class 2A coaches poll. Top 14 through week 4. Number 1, Indianapolis Christina, they're 4-0. Number 2, Brownstown Central, 4-0. Number 3, LaVille, 4-0. Number 4, Triton Central, 3-1. Number 5, Bluffton Tigers, they're in our sectional. They average 43 points offensively, give up 6.5 defensively. Number 6 is Eastbrook, they're 3-1, they're also in our sectional. We'll mention number 7, Linton Stockton, 3-1. Tied at number 8 is Andrean and Evansville Modern Day. Number 10 is North Posey at 4-0. 11, Fort Wayne Lures, 2-2. Alexandria Tigers in our sectional. They average 49, give up 4.75. They're 4-0. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they're 1-3. But they're in the polls at number 13. Number 14 is Heritage Christian.
Well, they've lost to some really good teams and some bigger schools. So seeing how they're playing tonight, they probably are very, deserving of that ranking.
So here comes the approach again. It's Thomas Henry. There's the boot, end under end. Taken at the 14. Calvin Condon. They bring it back to the middle of the field. They go up the right hash. They go out to the 29, and the Blue Devils will begin there with 3:22 left in the first half.
Yeah, that looks like number 29. Not sure who that is. Central Catholic. Let's see here.
29 is Ethan Boutel. Ethan Boutel has an older brother.
Nice open field tackle by the young man.
Gavin Boutel.
So
I believe Gavin Boutel was on first base when the run was scored in the third inning. And I will talk all day about baseball.
Yeah, I know you will. You're a baseball guru there, so.
So ball's at the 29-yard line. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Connett in the backfield. To his left, out of the motion right there, they go a jet sweep. Landon Spidell, he'll be pulled down from behind with that shirt coming out of the tucking.
Yeah, Nick Page was on his horse right behind him, reached out, grabbed my jersey, just pulled him backwards.
So they'll move the ball, and it'll be to 27. Be a loss of 2. Play clock is at 3 minutes. The game clock at 3 minutes. Clock moving. Play clock at 22 seconds. Shaw in the huddle calling the play. They'll adjourn in unison. Play clock, plenty of time. Landon Spidell going to line up in the slot, left side. Spit out wide right is Oliver Conaway. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Condit in the backfield. They'll get the handoff left to right. He'll go four hole. He'll go out to the 30-yard line just before hitting the 30, about a 29 and a half, a 27 clock moving.
Yeah, Nick Page, once again, a very athletic middle linebacker there. I think he's a senior and about 6 foot or 6'1", 203. Good athlete.
So the white-hatted umpire must tie his shoe.
I was wondering if he was doing that or fixing the divot. I couldn't tell which.
It took me halfway through my kindergarten year to get a shoe tied.
Is it? Well, they didn't have Skechers back then, huh?
There you go. Shotgun. Dallas Capshaw out of the backfield. Motion. To the left. Trying to get the pass away and lining up his, picking up his arms, knocking it down. Albert Schwartz. 6'6".
6'6", kind of hard to get it over top of him when you're only about a yard away from him. So a nice play out there by the defensive end.
Albert Schwartz, I say, well, let's talk about his basketball career. He can dunk it about any way you want it dunked.
I would hope so at 6'6", you know. That's but, again, very athletic play by him.
That's Michael Jordan type. He could do anything.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't have quite the springs Mr. Jordan has, but nope, not many did.
So they'll line up in the front formation, Landon Spidell. He'll boot it out of there. Dick Spiral. Going to go end under end. It's going to be back out to the 30. On the return is Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins across the 35. He'll get to the 39. And Brent Robbins made quite a bit out of nothing.
Yeah, he was juking and diving, kind of little water bug out there, making some guys look silly. But Clay Springer got him down right at the out-of-bounds line.
So they'll spot the ball at the 40. 1:38 left here in the first half. 28-0 advantage. Central Catholic in front.
Yeah, it's another rough first quarter, or first half, I should say, for the Blue Devils. Been that way for a couple weeks in a row now. So
trips to the right, Bobby Metzger. But out wide left field pass play. In the flat right side, Ray Clayton. They get some blocking out in front with the other two receivers. And Ray Clayton is going to pick up a positive gain of about 5.
Yeah, nice design play. Had two blockers out there, but Blue Devils kind of fought through it and got him out of bounds there after about 5 yards.
Split out wide left here is number 7, 6'6", 207, Albert Schwartz trips to the left. Split out wide right, dropping the throw. Bobby Metzger, pass play. Caught, going to be a first down. Bobby Metzger put it between the defensive backs.
Yeah, that was, who was that? Number 4, Spence, on the receiving end of it.
So they'll move it across midfield. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line of Tipton. 1:27 left. Clock stopped. It went out of bounds on the pass play. They'll go twins. Two receivers left. They'll go two right from the right hash. Drop the throw. Bobby Metzger looking. He'll let one go. Long pass can be caught. No, dropped. Could be knocked loose. Defense is good. Joe Clouser.
Yeah, Joe really guy has him by about 4 or 5 inches, but Joe made a great play on the ball and just knocked out fans at the last moment. Great play by Joe.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but did Joe Clouser get a haircut?
No, he's still got those flowing locks. He's not quite up to Carson Garst yet, but I called Garst JoJo today at school, and he wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, you get some substitution this week.
Oh, yeah.
Middle school and high school. You're worthy to be there with them for sure. Dropping the throw. Pass play out of the flat. Jackson Kane with the reception. Looking for an opening. He'll get it out of bounds inside. They're going to call it the 20. It's called the 39-yard line. It's going to be a first, not quite a first down.
And that was Calvin Condon again. I'll tell you what, he's had a full day's work already here in the first half. He's a way tired young man at the end of the game.
The ball's at the 39-yard line, third down 2. 1:11 left here in the first half. 28-0 advantage for Central Catholic. Might need to use a timeout here. We'll find out. Play clock's at 5. To the line of scrimmage. Out of the back goes Jackson Kane. Pass play. Bobby Metzger completes it. Sit down route. 5-yard variety. Going to be a first down. And they're going to stop the clock here. And they're going to call timeout. Central Catholic calls their final.
Yeah, they're, again, wanting to get it in the end zone again. And that tackle was, I should just say, a host of Blue Devils because there were so many of them I can't count them.
I don't think they're going to enforce a timeout because they need a timeout for official timeout. There's a gentleman wearing a navy blue uniform, and that CD I told you about, it says not to speculate. Wait till you know.
Sure. Well, again, you always hate to see a guy go down, and however serious it is. And I remember a game not too long ago that I was coaching in up at Northwestern, and he got hit so hard and was motionless, and they had to bring the ambulance onto the field, and everybody just held their breath. And, I said a little prayer for him, the young man from Northwestern, but, you never want to see that.
So we're back in middle school. I was helping with a middle school team then, But my son's team, they were on a kickoff return. One of his teammates, a bigger guy, compound fracture of the leg.
Yeah, that's nothing you ever want to see, but looks like he's limp a little bit, but he's coming off under his own power here. Maybe hanging an arm there. Looks like his right shoulder might be bothering a little bit, but I'm sure he'll be back. He's looking like he's getting along pretty well.
I believe that's Ray Clayton. It's Ray Clayton, 17, but I'll mention that guy that has a compound fracture. He worked his way back. He used a wheelchair. He got back. He ended up wrestling in high school.
Oh.
He's doing well. His dad's teammate of mine and a classmate.
Okay, how about that? That's I'm glad he did well.
So the Knights back out on the field. So timeout was not called by Central Catholic. 25 seconds on the play clock. 1:04 on the game clock. Knights have the ball at the Blue Devil 35-yard line. Empty backfield. Slot left, slot right. Dropping the throw. Quarterback draw, Metzger. Bobby Metzger going to go up the gut. Metzger going to go inside the 15. He'll be spotted down near the 11-yard line. And Metzger and Coach Brian May calls the quarterback draw.
Yeah, that was an excellent call in that situation. They've been throwing the ball all around the the yard tonight, and that was a design play, and he ran it very well.
So Bobby Metzger, 6 foot tall, 148 pounds. He started a year ago, too. Also, I should say, drop and throw Metzger. He'll float one in, and right there, and threw it up for number 7, 6 foot six, Albert Schwartz. Schwartz had the height advantage.
Yeah, the Blue Devils had it covered pretty well with two guys, and they threw it into double coverage, but when your guy's 6 foot six, just put some air under it and let him go get it.
So the Knights are going to try the point after. And then getting ready to kick the extra point is going to be number 87, Thomas Henry. Thomas Henry is going to boost this one. The holder, again, is Caden Minnick, where's number 20. Minnick is a senior. Comes a snap. It was a spot. Here's the hold, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Knights go up 35-0. And we'll mention 39.3 left here in the first half.
Yeah, they've, I tell you, they haven't done much wrong. They had a fumble early, LCC I'm speaking of, and had an incomplete pass on the fourth down try, turn it over. But everything other than those two, they've pretty much, you know, dominated this game so far.
And they also rode up to this week, Indiana football rankings overall, top 10. These are of all the schools. Number one this week is Cedar Grove, the 6A, sectional 8, the 3-1. Number two is Ben Davis. That's where Caleb Small is calling the plays. Hamilton Heights graduate, they're 3-1. East Central, they're 4-0. They're just 4A. East Central at number three. Number four is Brownsburg, they're 6A, 4-0. Number five is Hamilton Southeastern, 6A, 4-0. Number six, Bishop Chittard, just 3A school, 4-0. Number seven is Indianapolis Cathedral, 6A, or 2-2. Number eight, Crown Point, 6A, 4-0. They're not in there very often. Westfield at number nine, 6A, 4-0. And at number 10, Fisher's Tigers, they're 6A. They used to be 5A back in 2010. They won the 5A title with Coach Rick Wimmer.
Yes, I remember that quite well. They, you know, they've done pretty well, both those teams, both Fisher's and Southeastern, since the second high school was built, and got a lot of kids down there.
There's the boot end under end. Thomas Henry, here comes the return. Blue Devils up to get Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit, as Coach Aaron Cole would say, he has a motor.
He sure does, and he needs it tonight going both ways and carrying a lot of the load, both offensive and defensively.
So they spotted inside the left hash at the 29-yard line, 32.6 seconds remaining. Let's see what the Blue Devils line up here for 32 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not sure what play you've got drawn up for 32 seconds from your own 28 or so, but we'll see what happens.
He's going to go under center. He's going to take the snap, single man in the backfield. He's going to take a kneel down. So they start the play clock at 40. It's at 27 on the game clock. It's upside down. They'll not need to run another play.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but that was probably the best decision of a play call right there. Just go back in the locker room and try to regroup, give the guys some water and a little rest, and see if we can change things around a little bit second half.
Well, we appreciate it, and appreciate you. I got to read these. Got to read these right here. We appreciate you listening, and thank you, Chip. And we'll also mention right here the IHSAA website. You go to the website right there. First screen, you'll see keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. And we are appreciative right here. We thank our sponsorships. And we'll mention we are at halftime. And you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. This game is in part being brought to you this evening by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. Members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone by dialing 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Band. Lisa Stokes Band, that's Century 21, Chiefs Company. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa, Lisa Stokes Band. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. Tonight's game is also in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. That's Hope Jewelers. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone by dialing 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Tonight's ball game is also being brought to you by AGM Auto, LLC. They're in Arcadia. They're west of town, actually, on State Road, 266th Street. And if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend longevity for all in each of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. New ownership, same quality work, and same friendly faces. AGM Auto. They are currently located. Their new location is just west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And AGM Auto, they also restore classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook, AGM Auto, LLC. Or you can dial them by telephone at 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-5283. And also tonight's ball game being brought to you in part by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They're working on it right now. It's almost ready. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor storage, flex storage, indoor and outdoor storage. Right here. It's behind the Arcadia Ballpark. Drive over there. Take a look. You can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Your boat, your RV, or your precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call 317-774-7000.
1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go online at www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. That's Indiana Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Ollie Street. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. Smith and Lantau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. They're located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We'll mention that we'll welcome you at Smith Family Dentistry. That's Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. They are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. Again, their number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. That's Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for yourself financially at Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We're Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we welcome you because we are community-minded just like you. You can reach us by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, the number is 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, it's EncompassCU.org. I passed an Encompass on my way here, right there in Frankfort, Indiana. Frankfort and Kokomo, along with Tipton. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, right there at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They provide up to 26-foot box trucks are available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Right there, you'll find Dirk. Dirk will be right there to handle every need you might have. And that's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from any travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. And also bringing this game to you is Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. And Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. You can visit Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can find Titus Bakery and Deli. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Reynolds Farm Equipment, right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Not too far away from Wilson Farm Market. Wilson Farm Market. Keep them patronized. They are a good fourth generation place to buy a lot of stuff. And that's Wilson Farm Market off of 31. And this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Target Sports. They're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone by dialing 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can reach them on Facebook at Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. They have more than one gun ranges that they can share with you. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. And also bringing the team to you is Gibson Ace Hardware. Gibson Ace Hardware is a helpful place. You can visit them at Ace Hardware, 844 East Jefferson Street, Gibson, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and next to Riley's Auto Parts for all of your backyard grill needs. Hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and much, much more. Visit them in the store, or they also have curb service for your convenience. And you are also welcome to visit them online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and highly recommended. Ace Hardware, Tipton. The helpful place. You can dial them up at 765-675-6747. Again, that's 765-675-6747. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Jim Dandy Restaurants. Jim Dandy. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, Jim Dandy Restaurants puts all of their guests first, no matter what down it is. Tipton, Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. That's Jim Dandy Restaurant, Noblesville, and Tipton. We'll mention this theme is also, in part, being brought to you by Rutledge Well Drilling. Rutledge Well Drilling, when you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling, pumps, sales, and service, water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. You can call them at 765-292-2314. Again, that number is 765
765-292-2315. Excuse me. Let me try it again. 765-292-2315. Or visit him on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. They're licensed, they're insured, they're honest, they're dependable, and they're always professional, serving our community for more than 30 years. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies, conveniently located at the west edge of Noblesville at 100 Minster Drive, 46062. They're behind Pizza Hut along Highway 32. They provide next-day service on most items. They also offer setup services. Turn your artwork into things such as note cards, notepads, prints, and calendars. And it's never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards, posters, and oversized printing available. Planning a wedding? They can print all of your wedding needs at Discount Copies. Noblesville, 317-773-8783. And this game is also, in parts, being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, plaques, and awards. Fast turnaround, prices are low. So low, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. So, working right there, and I'm getting ready to work it right there, and we're going to go back here, and I'm talk with Larry, getting ready for second half. 3 minute mark for the warm up has elapsed. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2. Getting ready for some football second half. 35 points on the scoreboard, Central Catholic. 35 point differential in the second half. There'll be a running clock. They'll stop the clock on timeouts, injuries, and kickoffs. So 12 minutes on the game clock, Larry. Central Catholic elected to receive first half. They're going to kick the ball away. Blue Devils going to have it, but we're going to have a 12-minute running clock for the third quarter.
Yeah, we've had a couple early nights here the last couple weeks.
But we also had one for ourselves at the Elwood game.
Yeah, absolutely. We did on that. Oh, here we go.
So on the return, Calvin Condon takes it into Central Catholic territory to their 30-yard line. And so Calvin Condon gets some yardage on the kickoff return.
Well, they had a nice little wedge. He took it outside and only had a couple guys to beat and they had the angle on him. But yeah, brought that back to put him in real nice field position here.
I believe the Knights had their first unit in.
Yeah, I think they did.
So the Blue Devils are going to have it first and 10 at the Knights 30-yard line. The running clock will run the whole game, even if the Knights, if the Blue Devils get inside of 35 points, it doesn't matter according to the mercy rule. So they hand off up the middle. It's going to be a 3-yard gain. Calvin Condit and the Blue Devils come out of the locker room ready to go.
They went right out at that time. Looked like 23, Brandon Robbins on the tackle, and picked up a few yards there.
So the ball's finally at the 27. Nose up to the 27 from the right hash. Clock moving. Running clock. Mercy rule, 35 points. Differential. That can only be a running clock in the second half. So if Central Catholic wants to score more than 35, that would make no difference in the first half. So Calvin Condit absorbs a good hit right there, and he's okay.
Yeah, I didn't see who that was. The right side of the Tipton Blue Devils have
shortened their split down to about, 4 inches, looks like, over here. So it looked like they were coming that way and just trying to get a good surge.
So, Jay, Hestie comes in the ballgame. Calvin Condit getting a well-deserved break. So he'll jog off the field. They pat him on the helmet, check on him. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Jace Hussey. He's behind Dallas Capshaw. Spit out wide right is Oliver Conaway to the left, playing in Spidell. Pass play to Conaway. Going to throw a low pass. Looked like Capshaw didn't quite get the handle. He was trying to get rid of it so quickly. You know, sometimes Peyton Manning never did have the laces.
I see that. He was getting good pressure from up the middle from number 50. Who is that? For Nikolai Bell coming hard, and Chase Hussey picked him up, but was kind of right in his red basket.
So fourth down. I need 7 to get a new set of downs. It goes flat left. Tight end right. See him in the backfield. Shotgun quarterback. Dallas Capshaw. Drop the throw. Going to roll left. Rolling left. Needs to get rid of it. He's not going to get rid of it. Going to be a sack in the backfield. He's going to lose about 7. They're going to turn the ball over on downs.
He, again, nothing he could do there. So took the sack, but it was fourth down. So not a whole lot can happen good there. So he just held on to it.
A right-handed quarterback rolling left. It's difficult, especially for a first-year quarterback.
And if it was third down, he probably would have thrown it away. But being fourth down, he was trying to get, never know what can happen, so he kept running hard.
So the Knights get the ball back. 36-yard line, Central Catholic territory from the right hash. So they'll line it up right there. Clock moving, 8:14, third quarter, 35-0 advantage for Central Catholic. Bobby Metzger calls a snap pass play. In the slot, right there in a slant pattern, Hudson Gutwein hauls it in. It's going to be a first down.
Yeah, that was Dakota Garman safety coming up to make that hit. And looks like the first team's still in there doing what they did the first half. And they'll probably leave him in there, I would guess, for the third quarter. And then start getting some new guys in the game.
Probably good estimation there. So it's 47-yard line, Central Catholic territory. New set of downs, Gutwein with the reception. Clock moving, 7:32, third quarter clock. They're going to line up with a slot. And a little twins, left side. Comes a near motion. They're going to hand off up the middle. They get out across inside the 45 as they cross midfield. And Central Catholic, a good carry. And that was Jackson Kane, the muscle man. I tell you what, that guy can probably bench over 300.
Sure, yeah. Landon Spidell, safety. You know, when you're getting to the third level on the up the middle play, you know you're blocking it right. So Landon came up and got him down, but I think he didn't get the best of it.
So Kane comes up with 9 yards on a first down run. Second and one. Ball's at the 44 of Tipton. Off for the cadence. He'll hand off. Deep man in the backfield is loose. He's going to be gone. He's going to go the distance. Pretty good move right there. It was straight up the jet. And Hudson Gutwein turns on the afterburner.
Yeah, a couple attempted arm tackles there. And you can't do that to stop a guy as big as him. He's going to run right through those arm tackles. So looks like the Devils are a little tired there. And then, not getting their feet and getting in the right position, just sticking an arm out there.
So let's try the point after. Thomas Henry. So what, Thomas Henry, look at that. Henry Thomas is the lineman, defensive lineman for the Vikings.
Well, he's a far cry from that. He looks like one a defensive lineman's one leg out there. He's pretty frail or pretty thin young man there.
5'7", 122, there's the boot. Through the uprights, right down the middle. He is 6'6".
Yeah, well, those skinny legs can sure kick that football, though. He's money out there tonight.
So, Knights will kick off. Blue Devils are going to receive once again. And Blue Devils are still, I mean, basically, they're practicing. I mean, but so is Central Catholic. Because you play the game to get better. And I believe the Blue Devils are getting better.
Well, yeah, and like I said, you want to, as a coach, you're always, Joey's kind of pulled one direction or another. You want to leave your starters in because they work hard. You know, they deserve to play more than a half of a game of football, but at the same time, you want some of your youngsters to get in. And that's obviously what the, you know, Lawrence Central Catholic has done, and good programs do. They keep the young ones, get them on the field on Friday night so they're happy, and mom and dad get to see them play and build that camaraderie with upperclassmen. And as Coach Troll said last week and the week before, you know, we've got a lot of sophomores, but they're not going to be sophomores forever. So they're working at it right now, and better days are ahead.
So Central Catholic going to spot it there on the 40-yard line at the left hash. Kicker once again. He's a junior. Number 87, Thomas Henry. 5'7". 9-yard approach. He's asking for the whistle. Hand in the air. Here comes the whistle. And here comes the approach. Thomas Henry. End under end. Going to be taken at the 21-yard line on the return. Out to the 33-yard line. It's going to be an 11-yard return for the Blue Devils.
That looked like Dakota Garman there on that return. And, you know, pretty nice return. Got it right up the middle for pretty good yardage.
Dakota Garman, I say, what, you had him for a couple of years just last year.
Yeah, he was our quarterback and defensive end and good athlete, you know, big kid. And he also went to the state middle school track finals tournament, down in Indiana State in a high jump. Didn't qualify, but qualified to get there.
So Blue Devils going to line up in a shotgun. Two men in the backfield. Slot right, split left. Motion out of the back goes Condon. Condon motions right. Pass play going to be caught by Dakota Garman. Garman makes the reception. He's going to pick up about 5 and a nicely thrown ball by Dallas Capshaw.
That was, and once again, I said this guy's name a lot, Nick. Nick Page, I believe, yeah. Number 18 on the tackle. But, yeah, that was a nice ball and, picked up about 5 yards on that.
I think it might have been Nick Page's brother, Sam Page. Tremendous kicker. He kicked in the North-South All-Star game as a Knights player. Shotgun formation. 2 in the backfield. Pro set. Slot left. Split right. Hand off. Calvin Condon. Condon across the 40. A 41, maybe a little further. It's going to be 3rd down and 1.
And this Mr. Page once again, and number 23, Bryn Robbins as well on the tackle.
So ball spotted at the 41. 42 is the line to gain. Blue Devils, Bray Tuttle. Play clock, 18 seconds. Game clock at 3:45. Clock moving. Shotgun formation, slot left, split right. Going to hand off right to left to give it to Condit. Condit has a 1st down and a couple of extra. So these officials acting like they're stopping the clock to move the chains. They're just trying to keep in routine, but the clock is moving.
Yeah, it sure is. Again, Calvin's getting a lot of yards after the tackle, or after the hit, I said, initial hit, and he's making a lot of those yards on his own, and he keeps them churning and gets positive yardage there and pick up the 1st down.
So ball spotted, nose up to the 44 of Tipton. Going to line up in a slot left, split right. 2 in the backfield, along with Dallas Capshaw. Jace Hussey, Calvin Condon. Calvin Condon out of the backfield. Pass play in the flat. If he brought it in, he did make the catch, but the defense was good.
Yeah, you could kind of see that coming from up here, and Robbins made a nice play coming up. He saw that and came up out of his outside linebacker position, made a nice play.
So both back to the 41. They had a 1st down and lose 3 on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 13. And the Blue Devils in the huddle. 15 seconds on the play clock. They adjourn. 10 seconds there at the line of scrimmage. Slot left, split right. Wing right. They'll go blocker out front. Calvin Connick's loose. He's in Central Catholic territory. He's inside the 35, inside the 30. They're going to mark him at about the 31-yard line of Central Catholic.
Yeah, he had a nice run, nice acceleration through the middle, saw a little crease on the outside, cut outside, and took it way down in their territory, right at the 31-yard line, looks like.
So from the left hash, Joe Clouds was going to exit the ball game. In the ball game for the Blue Devils is number 10, Zach Emberton, freshman. And out wide right is Emberton. Single man in the backfield, shotgun quarterback Dallas Capshaw, looking to throw. Going to roll right, takes it away. He'll slide down at the 30. And they'll mark him right there. Capshaw seems to want to tuck it away maybe a bit early.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there, but didn't look like it was the play he wanted, and just kind of took a knee there after a one-yard gain.
He took that quarterback slide. That means you're not supposed to hit him, and they didn't.
No, they held off. That's a good coaching there on the LCC part.
So ball spotted at the 30, middle of the field, Central Catholic territory. So Dakota Garman going to go left. He'll play the slot. Out wide right, wide left, is Dakota Garman. He'll hand off. Up the middle, Calvin Condit. He'll dive forward, get a little bit extra. He'll dive across the 25.
Yeah, again, he's getting hit at the line of scrimmage, but he's just fighting every tooth and nail and every inch he can get there. So we've got a good run.
So clock moving, 30 seconds. The umpire, both hands in the air, wanted the play clock to start at 40. So spotted at the 25-yard line at the right hash. Blue Devils going to get a playoff for sure. Game clock is at 14. Shotgun formation, Condit in the backfield. Dallas Capshaw, quarterback, he'll hand off to Condit. They'll go right to left. He'll be met at the line of scrimmage for no gain. And the clock's going to empty out.
Well, that was Jackson Kane bringing everything he had there, knocking backwards, and nice form tackle, brought his... pulled his hips and kept his legs churning. Nice stop.
So third quarter ends at the end of three quarters of play. The Knights, 42. The Blue Devils on the doorstep.
Yeah, well, again, I know they'd like to get something on the board here. LCC, defenses always want to see that goose egg. So, but I think, we'll be seeing some new guys in there. I have to look on our roster sheet here to call numbers, but great job, by LCC's starters tonight.
So what, Larry's happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference evening, we'll mention a Hoosier Conference West Division matchup tonight. Benton Central going against Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes, familiar coach in this neck of the woods, Kevin O'Shea.
Yeah, I think he's from back up here in McCutcheon way is where he was a coach for maybe even went to high school up here, yeah. So, they're doing well, and I know I checked at halftime. I think Hamilton Heights was up, 12-0 or 13-0 at half over Western, so that's the other division's big game tonight.
Well, the only team playing tonight that's not a Hoosier Conference member in the Hoosier Conference is Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian, because they only have four teams in the East Division.
Yeah, I see that in McConaughey, that's a long time ago. Northwestern is playing there.
So they'll line up in a shotgun Blue Devils. The line of scrimmage is dropping the throw. Capshaw. You're going to tuck it away or dive it forward, almost like a quarterback draw, but it was not intended. But he's going to pick up a first down.
Yeah, he again, nobody was open. He saw a gap and went through it, and that's been one of the positive plays for the Blue Devils tonight. And I can't even, again, four or five guys on the tackle. They converged on it pretty quickly.
So the Blue Devils make it to the red zone. Nosed up to the 20-yard line from the right hash. They'll send out three receivers to the left. Tight end right. Single man in the backfield. Calvin Condit. Dallas Capshaw calling the cadence. Capshaw going to take the snap. He'll take the handoff. They'll throw left side. Looking for the bubble screen, Oliver Conaway couldn't reach it. It's a bit tall.
Yeah, like I said, Dallas has been a little high with the ball tonight. I don't know whether he's just amped up or something, with his mechanics. But he was a little high on that one as well.
So they reached 5-20-yard line, second down 10. Blue Devils looking to put it in the end zone. If not, they are definitely in Dakota Ferg's range.
We could see a field goal if they don't pick this up.
So shotgun quarterback, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Condit in the backfield. Trips to the left, tight end right. Going to hand off up the middle, Calvin Condit. to get a positive gain, he's going to pick up about three. It's going to bring up a third down, seven.
Yeah, it looks like that was number 52, Charlie Seberg, on the tackle. Some of the reserves get in.
So they'll line it up right there. Ball spotted at the 18-yard line. They'll send the trips out again to the left, the wide side of the field. Condon in the backfield. Shaw calls the cage. He'll take the snap. He'll drop the throw. Looking left. He's going to roll left again. He's going to let it go. He's going to throw that one out of bounds. And that was intentional. That's a good play. Tom Brady made a living doing it.
That was a good decision there. He had nothing downfield and had about three guys hot on his tail. So just threw that one out of bounds. Live to play another play.
So they spot it back at the 18. Fourth down, eight. So we're going to try the field goal. And Dakota Furr is going to spot the block right there at the 25, 35-point attempt. Oliver Conaway, the holder. Absolutely. There we go. Spot, boot. Going to be low elevation. Hits the crossbar. It was low elevation. It wasn't pretty, but it almost made it.
Yeah, it was. He didn't get his normal height on that one, and just about an inch too low there.
So the Blue Devils come up empty with a good drive, and Dakota Ferg, I know he wants that over.
Sure does, yeah. He hit that one probably more middle of the ball than the bottom one-third like he wants to, and just never got the elevation needed.
Strong leg, you know, when he gets one. He might set the school record before the season's over.
No, he could. What did Coach Stoll say is 46 or 45, 46. So, yeah, he has the ability to do that.
So, they respotted. It got to the end zone, so it's a touchback. And the officials dropped the ball there on the 20. Central Catholic going the other way. First and 10. The backfield. Bobby Metcher. It was a late personnel substitution. He's inside the 20, so that's good. Low elevation pass. They're going to call it a catch. So catch is made, and that's going to be Josh Crooks. So Crooks makes it, and Joey Metzger, now in the ballgame, probably the brother of the starting quarterback. He's in the ballgame now, Joey Metzger.
Well, good. I'm sure he's some kind of a relation, your cousin, brother, who knows.
So they'll line up in a shotgun. Joey Metzger to lick the fingertips. Peyton Manning did a lot of that all the way to the Hall of Fame. So it's going to be a tackle there and a shortcomings right there. He spotted at the 22. Little game.
Yeah, not very much there. 64, Aiden Blair, 6'1", 230, senior there on the tackle.
Got some new numbers in the ballgame for Central Catholic. That ball carrier was number 13, Isaac Diaz. He's a freshman, 5'5", 157. So getting the play from the sideline is Joey, the brother of Bobby Metzger, I'm thinking.
Yeah, and I was wrong there. That was Nathan Hawkins, freshman in there on that tackle, number 54, yeah.
So shotgun formation, empty backfield. Trips to the left, slot right, flag comes in. Going to be a delay of game. Delay of game with a running clock, it can happen, and it did.
Yeah, they were trying to get a play in and took a little bit too much time there.
So Joey Metzger tells his guys you're going to run the same play. So they're going to run the same play called the huddle. We're going to see motion come up right here, and there's the motion. Dropping the throw. Going to be a screen, a middle screen. Again, making the reception is Josh Crooks. Josh Crooks, senior, 6 foot, 170. Not a lot of gains on the play.
A really nice play by Chase Huss. He's still in there. He saw that, got him in the backfield, and drug him down by the jersey.
So the Knights are going to send out their punting unit. It's going to be first string punting unit. To our knowledge, a lot of folks, a lot of new personnel running out on the field. So the punter for the Knights, Ray Clayton, wears number 17. 6'5", 179. I'll ask for the football. He's just 5 yards deep. Flag comes in from the deep. They're going to say illegal substitution on Tipton. But that's not going to net a first down.
They were kind of running around like a fire drill there. That reserves on that probably aren't usually on the punt return team. So they had guys running in and out and in and out and left 12 on the field.
So they'll still stay in punt formation. It's going to bring that fourth down and about 7. So it's going to be a 6-yard drop. Let's see if they're going to shotgun. They're going to punt it out there soccer style. It's going to be blocked. Might have been blocked. Goes sideways. Taking a backwards Central Catholic type of hop, and Central Catholic didn't jump on it immediately, and I thought they would.
No, they didn't, and it looked actually like he kicked it off his protection man's rear end there a little bit, kind of a right cheeker there, and came up short.
So, the Blue Devils and the white-headed official, the umpire, talking with a player right there. I think he was talking to 17, Ray Clayton, not quite sure. But the Blue Devils have good field position. They'll have it at the left hash. Inside the red zone, they'll have it at the Central Catholic 14-yard line. So Blue Devils looking for a score. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. In the backfield, single back, out Calvin Condit. Motion, near side, Lena Seidel. They'll give it to Condit. Condit's on his way to the end zone, and he's going to be stopped just short about the half-yard line.
Yeah, I tell you, sometimes these are the most fun. You see guys really getting after it. You know, got reserves in there for Lafayette Central Catholic, and they do not want to give up a touchdown, and the Blue Devils sure want to have one.
1 yard line, first and goal. From the 1 yard line, they're going to stop the clock. Blue Devils going to call a timeout right here.
Well, like I said, they haven't scored a point here in 2 weeks, so they want to have something for the effort.
So Central Catholic looking right here, talking about it on their sideline. Blue Devils talking it over. They stop the clock with 3:43 left. And Blue Devils hoping to put it in the end zone. I tell you what, next week, Larry, Central Catholic is going to make a road trip. They'll be at Rensselaer Central. They'll get on Highway 65. That's still a little trip. But that's 100 miles from my house.
We're going to, that would be a long haul for us, but we're going to be at home next week with the Blue Devils with Northwestern. Northwestern kind of struggling this year, so we'll probably have a good game there.
You were talking about McConaughey. Former Northwestern coach, he was there 3 years. He's now at McConaughey. He's a strength coach by trade. They asked him to coach the team. He wasn't really wanting to, but he did. But he's the defensive coordinator at McConaughey. He's a big Vikings fan.
How about that? Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
So they line up in a shotgun from the 1 yard line. Blue Devils. The shotgun direct snap goes to Calvin Condit. He goes right side four hole, finds the end zone.
Well, I tell you, if there's anybody that deserves to get a little bit of glory out of this, it's Calvin Condit. He's been running hard, playing hard in defense, and like I said, he's going to be a tired young man, but I'm glad to see he was the one that put it in there.
So dropping the block right there is Dakota Ferg. We'll see Dakota Ferg's height. So he did a good height kick on this one.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. He's going to concentrate on his technique here.
He's 4 yards deep. That's for depth through the uprights is good. And maybe we're talking about that guy who kicked a 59-yarder. He did that from 4 yards deep.
Down in Texas, yeah, that's quite a boot. Yeah, Lauren, I'm sure he's got all kinds of offers to big-time schools when he can kick like that.
That holder spotted that ball on the plus 49-yard line.
Well, that's a boot for anybody, and I'm sure there's some pro teams that wouldn't mind having a kicker like that, but and I'm sure that young man's got a good future ahead of him. Stay healthy, and he'll probably only get better.
You remember Tom Dempsey?
Sure do, with the club foot, and he was amazing.
Tom Dempsey used to hold the record for 63 yards, club foot, and my dad told me this. He said when he kicked it, Alex Karras was on the Detroit Lions, you know, Saints is where Dempsey played, and Alex Karras came up and said, I think there's helium in that ball.
Well, either that or iron in his foot, but one of the two, but he kicked the snot out of that one.
And that's Alex Karras. Remember, he was on that show, Porky. Remember that? He was a cop.
Yeah, yeah, and also, what was that? Webster. The little, yeah, with the little, but, yeah, he's one of my favorite. I think he only did Monday Night Football for maybe a year, year and a half, and, there was a play, down on the 2 yard line, and boy, this guy just grabbed a guy's face mask and flung him to the ground, and Howard Cosell was just, you know, beside himself, and how could that be? And Alex Karras was just loving it. He says, hey, when you're that close and you're on defense, you grab anything you can, you know. What do you get, what you going to get, a half a yard closer to the end zone? He says he thought it was the greatest defensive play he ever saw. And Cosell was appalled.
Cosell, they said he could recite everybody's lineup on the NFL.
I'm sure he could. He was just one of those guys that I loved him more at boxing than I did football. But
there's the boot. Dakota Bird to the 9. On the return, it's going to be Brent Robbins. He's beyond the 40 in midfield. He's in the 40 going the other direction up the Blue Devils sideline. It's going to be a touchdown. Touchdown return. 91-yard return.
Wow, unbelievable. Yeah, Dakota was the last guy. Dakota Ferg, I should say, was the last guy, and he... you could tell he's a kicker. He wasn't going for that tackle too hard, but great return there.
So clock's still moving. 2:25. They'll try the point after, and they'll stop the clock for the kickoff. That'll take some time to get ready for. So I imagine that's the one time or one other time they do stop the clock on the mercy rule. And they're going to spot it right there at the 10. Number 20, Caden Minnick. Again, it's going to be Thomas Henry for the boot. Here comes the boot. You go up through the upright. And Thomas Henry is 7 of 7. 1 point conversions on the kick.
That's a nice night for him, for sure. And, yeah, unfortunate for the Blue Devils. You know, they had their second team, kickoff team, and didn't expect to see that kind of speed, I'm sure.
So they stop the clock at 1:55, 49-7. So the Blue Devils and the Knights trade kickoffs rather quickly.
Yeah, that was pretty fast when they were, you know, I think Central Catholic was on a punt that was partially blocked by his own man. But yeah, the two kicks ended up being not too much time off the clock to get a touchdown out of it.
So, they got a white team out there. They're going to send out a different kickoff team. Coach May, I heard him from here. He calls it the white team. So, they're going to boot the ball away, and we are going to see number 7 out there, Albert Schwartz, senior, 6'6".
Is he going to be the kicker? It looks like he's...
No.
Nope. Someone else. Yep.
So, they're going to send out a safety. Oh, I'm going to double check. It might be 92. What is that? 87, Thomas Henry. So Henry 9 yards deep. There's the whistle from the left hash 40-yard line. Here's the boot by Henry. Pretty good boot, end under end, taken at the 14. Blue Devils, Calvin Condit. Condit out to the 30-yard line. Calvin Condit probably going to need a whirlpool tonight.
Yeah, like I said, his dad's the leading chiropractor, but orthopedic guy in Tipton, so I'm sure they probably have one of those at home, I guess.
I tell you what, Dr. Condit has pleased a lot of folks with the work he does.
Yeah, he is very well respected in that community, and rightfully so. He's a great surgeon.
So both spotted at the 30-yard line. Dallas Capshaw, quarterback. Single man in the backfield. Clock moving, 1:10. And they're going to stop the clock here. Blue Devils going to call a timeout. Probably going to get some different personnel in the ballgame.
Yeah, like I said, this is the time you want to get some guys on the field and you know, get a little bit of whatever experience you can get right here in the last minute or so to play.
So the band making a joyful noise over here will try to capture some of the nice fans.
Thank you.
They got some procession over there. They got some brass instruments sounding good.
Well, they had a nice rendition at halftime of little Chicago, 225 or 6-4, and did a real nice job with it.
I like Chicago. I miss Peter Cetera. But with an attitude like that, you don't need him.
Yeah, I guess not. We just saw him just last summer.
Shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. He had off up the middle. New running back in the ballgame. Trying to move the pile of a rugby scrum, as you would know.
Yes, a football game and a rugby match took over.
So he did a positive gain and a Slade Springer.
Yep, he ran that one hard, but ran into a whole wall of guys wearing blue.
So what, Slade Springer, get in the weight room a little bit? He'll answer the bell.
He's a good athlete. He really is. And like I said, I'm proud of him. He had a back fracture last year and missed most of the year, and but been working hard.
Slot left, split right, single man in the backfield. Capshaw still calling the cadence. Snap his hands. He'll ask for the quarterback snap there, and he'll get it. He'll hand off right side, four hole. They'll move the pile out to the 40, not quite to the 40-yard line. 12 seconds. That may have been the final play of the ball game, and a pretty good play.
Yeah, we'll give Samuel Watson a little credit there for a tackle.
Well, that's going to finish the ball game. 48 minutes gone by. Final score, Central Catholic 49, Tipton 7. I tell you what, Larry, pretty good group of guys here right here adjourning this particular facility, but well done, and they're shaking hands.
Oh, yeah, very well done. And like I said, two teams pretty well coached, and this one seems to, you know, have a little bit more experience and, you know, a little bit more athletes tonight.
We'll remind you once again, Lafayette Central Catholic next week, the 22nd, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, that's for time zone. They will be at Rensselaer Central, a Hoosier West matchup. And the Blue Devils will be on the, excuse me, they'll be home next week with Northwestern. So there'll be no travel next week. They'll be home with Northwestern. That'll be a Hoosier East matchup, and that'll be a meaningful game. Blue Devils probably get a win.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they're hoping for that. You know, they need to get back on the winning side and, you know, keep their enthusiasm up. So, looking forward to a good game, man.
We're going to bow out here. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll thank my wife back home, Soundcheck. And we thank our pregame interviews, Coach Brian May, and always Coach Aaron Toll. We thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.